Sure. The rule is to chug a beer during the opening song, right?
Yep. Hey, this has Adolf on it.
What?
Adolf Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Yeah, we're drinking Coors in honor of the movie today.
Yeah, because fucking E.T. gets wasted.
Speaking of the movie, how about E.T.?
We can switch. Sorry, I'm dying over here, folks.
Don't die. Welcome to DFC, folks.
Blasting off.
Blasting off. Today's movie is E.T.
The Extraterrestrial.
He's extra.
He's not just terrestrial.
He's your bonus terrestrial. You get one terrestrial, you get the extra terrestrial for free.
It's free.
Free! But I am your host, JTV. To my left is the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
Hello, how are we doing tonight?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm drunk.
Yay!
I'm doing good. This is going to be quite a movie, so just in time. Over here to my right, he's chugging down his Coors.
How's it going?
I'm doing drunk, yeah.
It's been a long time since I drank Coors.
Doing the same as I said 10 seconds ago, but...
The last time I drank Coors, the banquet beer,
yeah.
I got very drunk, and I was puking in a trash can, and a guy that I thought I was friends with put his nuts on my neck, and then about an hour later, after I got done puking, we got into a big fight.
All right. Well,
so
hop back on that wagon. We're drinking these little shorty
fuck
bottles.
Fuck Zach. How about that?
Fuck Zach. We got these little shorties. It's a banquet beer.
Stubby bottle.
What does that mean, banquet beer?
It's the beer they would put out, and everybody would drink it.
So it's the cheap shit.
No, it's not necessarily cheap shit, but it's something everyone would agree on.
Okay.
With how I was told the story of the banquet beer.
So like the Miller Lite today?
I guess, yeah. Okay. It's not my favorite, but I'll drink it.
At least
so if you're buying, you know, for beer for like a banquet or a party, you know, you'd buy 5 kegs of this instead of, you know, at cheaper than buying one keg of this and one keg of that.
Okay. I wonder what other banquet type beers other people have.
Like in different countries
or something? Yeah, they sent us an email.
It's probably like Hackershore or fucking like stuff that we import all the time, like Heineken.
Yeah.
That's probably there. This isn't even very good, but we'll drink it.
Yeah.
Because everyone can agree on
it. Good enough, right?
Yeah, it gets you drunk.
Might.
It's like drinking Foster's in Australia.
Oh, they drink the fuck out of that out there.
No, they don't. No.
Yeah, they do, man.
All the commercials say they do.
Yeah, they drink Foster's.
Well, I mean, it might be Australian for beer.
And
but
they eat alligator.
They eat it. They kill them.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do when you kill them? You eat them.
I thought you just framed them.
An alligator?
Yeah, put it in a nice shadow box.
That'd take a lot of room. How big is your living room, Justin?
No, it depends on how big the gator is.
Oh, yeah. They come pretty small.
I ain't attacking no big gator.
All right. They come pretty small, so.
Especially if you catch them right after they're born. You get like 15, 20 of them.
So, Danielle, tell us about the movie that we're watching tonight.
It's called E.T.
Maybe
wow.
Someone never heard of it. Maybe.
Who directed it?
Steven Spielberg.
No way.
I know. It's craziness. It was from 82.
Okay, don't you have the Wikipedia open in front of you?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Now I do. Yeah, it was from 82.
Good job. Way to guesstimate.
Yeah. And Drew Barrymore's in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
we're
she
all
is.
Good with that?
She is.
Okay.
You know who else is in it?
You tell me, but I have all the names in front of me. They're in blue.
C. Thomas Howell.
It's his first movie.
I'm going to punch him right in the face.
But yes, the movie today is E.T. Justin, can you tell us anything about E.T.? Anybody have anything on this? I don't have my Wikipedia here.
Let me sum it up for everyone here.
It was big.
E.T. gets dropped off, misses his ride because he doesn't know how to party, and then You know what I mean?
Oh, we're going to get to that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Misses the ride home, and then now he's got to just go home.
He's got to get home.
What was the film? It came out in 1982.
That came out in 1982.
Yeah. He's waiting for a safe ride.
I was -7, so I don't know how it was received or anything.
I guess we'll get to that when the movie started. Huh?
I know when I was a kid, it was a very popular movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So by then it came out on VHS and Beta and all that and Laserdisc.
Well, I guess we can get the movie started pretty much. But how can people reach us?
They can reach us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Anywhere else?
We have an Instagram.
Anywhere else?
There's a Facebook.
Facebook.
There you go. How do they find us on Facebook?
Google us.
Yeah, if you Google drunk film commentary in quotes,
I think we're the only thing that shows up.
Yeah, we're. But you know what?
You have to put it in quotes.
Well, it helps if you're doing a Google search. To put it
in quotes.
Because otherwise, it might. Well, you probably don't need quotes, but those three terms are gonna get you something.
Yeah, those are. It's not the only thing I can come up with are foreign terms. Quotes, so yeah. I don't.
Just Google it. You'll find us. We're up there. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play, I guess.
Cool.
I was going to get us on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say that was super confusing, though?
Yeah, I went back to it yet. But I was thinking about going back to it the other day. And then I got distracted. I saw a shiny light. And
you know, if you Google drunk film commentary, you do get very first one is the Podomatic. Then I take...
Which is where you find... That's where we upload
it. That's where we're most active with our potting.
And then what is this? Stitcher Radio on Demand.
That's yeah, on Stitcher.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wouldn't you know?
Danielle is Googling us for the first time. And
I am. There's even a DNC on here.
Yeah.
Well, the episodes are out there, so.
Huh.
We're on the internet, so.
Look at all
we're
of this.
On those webs.
You can find us in Ethiopia.
Yeah, drop the line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. Give us a movie. We'll throw it in our random mix.
Yeah, we have empty slots. Yeah, we've been waiting for emails, so
I get some.
We need Jason Ritter to hit us up.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
Whatever happened to him?
He got his Tango cash. He got the fuck out of town.
Yeah, that's all you wanted.
He got that. He's like, okay, I'm good.
Well, we still got it. We got to give him the Looney Tunes movie.
Oh, that's we did. Yeah, we gave
him. We did put it in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Our Space Jam.
Yeah, the Space Jam.
Yeah, well, no, he wants, the one that Looney Tunes back in action.
Oh, yeah,
or
we talked about this already.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I get drunk and black out.
And sometimes you're not even there.
Sometimes.
It's like you're not even there.
All right. Let's get this movie started, huh?
All right.
Before I'm not even here.
Hold on. Are we going to do our first reactions?
We can get the movie started.
Okay. It is a little bit longer, so
you don't need this to be, 2.5 hour show, but
well, it's already gonna be 2, so
yeah. Well, how long is this movie? Like about
2 hours. It's 1:55.
Okay, all right. They get a lot in the
In
the time. I thought about that, but it opens up with the Universal logo.
It's Spielberg does a good job telling a story here. He really does.
Well, yeah, it's E.T.
It's fucking E.T. You're goddamn right.
So yeah, we're gonna start with the credits are going. Let's start with our opening, our first reactions, first experiences with E.T. Just in time. Go.
First time I ever saw this movie, don't remember. But I know I've been watching this movie since before I can remember, so.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I remember my cousin, because me and my cousin, we basically grew up together. My grandparents basically raised both of us. I remember we'd always get in a fight over what we're going to watch, and she'd always end up winning, and it'd always be fucking E.T. or goddamn Cinderella.
E.T. did seem like a little more of a chick movie, didn't it?
I liked it even back then.
I think it was so
but
sad.
It was, but no, but she watched it like 5 times a day, 10 times a day.
Yeah.
But she'd watch it and then put it in the speed rewinder. You know,
the
little car thing. Yeah, yeah, and then watch it again right as soon as it was ready.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she'd plug it in, then you know, go play for 20 minutes or whatever it took. And
the old rewinders, yeah.
Yeah.
You had a separate rewinder.
Yeah, yeah. The speed rewinder that looked like the car. Yeah.
And you saved like 20 seconds?
Yeah, it was nothing.
Yeah. I remember those.
And especially because I remember when we got our first one of those at our house, it was right after like the VHS technology took that next leap forward where they had the fast rewind.
Oh, okay.
Where you could hit the rewind button twice and it'd go even faster.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Yeah, yeah.
You can still do that on like
DVDs and shit.
And,
Yeah,
but now you can go up to like 164 times, you know what I mean? Whereas before you got... kind of okay, like normal playback, just a times 1.5, And then you got times two.
Okay, well, the ship has landed.
The ship has landed. The ETs are roaming around.
This movie gets right off the bat with what you're dealing with. They show you these creatures that are not up and close, but they show you what they kind of look like right away, pretty much. And they show what they look like. They're here. They're gathering plants. There's these little creatures.
They're little botanists.
They're just kind of looking around. They seem, you know, they're just exploring around, just popping about.
They're going to the quiet spot, which is smart.
I mean, yeah.
You would think, logically, they wouldn't go anywhere near that city, though. They would be surprised, and they look over the edge and go, oh, a city.
Yeah, you'd think they'd know where the fuck they were.
But,
there's several flaws with this. With the alien logic and the human logic.
Well, I mean, any movie like that, we try to put aliens on Earth, it's going to have some weird shit.
That's like time travel movies get me every time, because I'm like, whoa, why was...
But, Danielle, what about you with E.T.? What kind of experience have you had growing up?
The first time we saw it, we actually went to UA Cinema 5, which was off of 75th Street in Kenosha.
Right by the gas station where he used to work.
Yeah. Yep.
Our listeners in Germany know right where that's at.
Yeah, they know exactly where it is.
And that there was, the parking lot was full, so we parked right along on the street. And where there's townhouses now, none of that was there. That was all fields. And
I remember that.
After we watched...
No, you don't.
No, you don't. After we watched this, and we were all getting back into the car, and by we all, I mean my sisters and brothers, we're getting back into the car, and I ran around the other side, because, of course, we all had to yell shotgun, and whoever basically got there first actually got it, if you didn't get a black eye by somebody pushing you out of the way.
I was going to say, me and my sister basically ended up fist fighting for it every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was 8 years younger than her, so I lost a lot. Especially when you're three, man, it's hard.
Well, there's a field right there, so I run over and I'm waiting by the door. And of course, they didn't have the little key fob, so nobody unlocked your fucking door for you from afar. Like, you waited until your mom got her ass over there, and then she was like, "Are you guys done fucking fighting before we get in the fucking car?"
And then she has to lean in
and reach over, because your parents never unlocked the door for you and let you in. They reached over, and then you were in charge of getting everybody else's.
We had a nice little plaza there where the theater was. It was a 5 theater cinema, and then next to it was an arcade.
Yep.
Yeah.
As a kid. And then next to that was a video store. So it was pretty much perfect for a kid. You know, we went up there, played some games, got a movie for the night. And
It was even cool when I was younger. There was a little more stuff there. It was, it was before they switched locations with the Pick and Save or whatever it was.
Yeah, and it was a dollar budget theater then when you were younger, yeah.
But it was still cool
for me.
That's when
they built a new theater.
I saw a shit ton of movies there when I was 10, 11. I shouldn't have been seeing movies, but whatever.
But anyway, okay, here come the feds, pretty much.
Yeah,
one of them stepped in that damn puddle.
Yeah, why wouldn't they step over it?
Every single one of them steps in that fucking puddle. Like, I mean, you think after the third one, they'd be like, oh, I'm not going to do it.
After the first one, I'd be like, I ain't doing that. Johnson's a dumbass.
They got this dude, which he shows up later in the movie. And
he's the key guy. That's how I think
they call him Keys. That's what his name is, actually. Or that's how they call him in the credits. They call him Keys.
Hmm.
I just want to crotch, because it's always just a crotch shot.
See, I pay attention to the Keys, because I don't want to look at his dick.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, just crotch area. It's always like side view. Or,
yeah.
You know, but Keys, yeah. But I guess it makes the noise of the Keys, but he's played by Peter Coyote. But they found E.T.
They kind of got between E.T. and the spaceship, and where he's trying to get back there, because they're all getting ready to leave.
So, Dan, you never got to actually see in the movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was talking about it, but we went to the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? So, what did you actually, did you like
I,
it when
I
you
enjoyed it.
It.
I thought it was a cute little movie. It scared the shit out of me afterwards, because, like I was saying, of us being parked next to that field, my brothers thought it would be funny. Where they went into the field and there was corn in those, and they were throwing shit at me, and then my brothers were doing the whole E.T. phone home and like running at you, throwing shit, and you're, you know. So yeah, I got tortured and it was fun.
This is kind of a scary movie though. I mean, it's very dark. These guys.
I remember not exactly enjoying watching it at nighttime when I was a kid. It's not that I was ever really afraid of, but it was always unsettling.
Yeah.
Well, and we went to like the 7 o'clock showing.
Yeah.
You know, the first 2 weekends or whatever that it was out. Like, it was a big deal for us because we were, you know, a bunch of kids with a single mom. So to be able to get all of us packed into a fucking van and do this and spend the money on it with the food and everything. So it was kind of cool, but that's why I remember it so well and vividly, but it was so not cool because my brothers basically, like, you know, they try to throw you into the cornfield while they're screaming shit and then run and get into the car before you and shut the doors and,
you know,
they like to pick on you.
But E.T. at the box office was a fucking huge movie. It set records.
Yeah.
It took over Star Wars worldwide, but not domestically. Star Wars was still number one until I think Jurassic Park came out. That blew everything away. But
Jurassic Park still blows me away.
E.T. was crazy because it was in the fucking top 10 for 35 weeks. How many months is that? It's like 7.5 months?
Mm-hmm.
That movie was out and in the top 10. It was playing at the theater like for most of the year.
That's pretty insane.
It was in...
Nowadays, you're lucky if you get 2 weekends in a row.
It had 16 weeks at number one. And it would go... But it would go like 6 in a row first, and then it had stopped out for... Another one took the top one, then it came back for a couple. Then it dropped out again, then it came back. And it kept on, like, new movies would pop up and take the number one spot for a week, and then E.T. would come right back and get it back the next week. Other movies that summer were Friday the 13th, Part 3, An Officer and a Gentleman, Amityville 2, The Possession... First Blood, that was a big one. That was number one for 3 weeks. Creepshow, and then in November of 1982, The Empire Strikes Back was reissued. That's where I saw a lot of these Star Wars movies in the theater. The original Star Wars, I saw the reissue, but Empire, I'm sure I went again. I had to. But and then after that, E.T. played number one 2 more weeks, and that was in December when it came out in June. Still number one movie, and it was huge. It's where's my other sheet here? It's in the top four of domestic grosses adjusted for inflation. Nice. What do you think the number one movie is for all time adjusted for inflation? So, like, tickets sold. What do you think the number one movie is?
Gone with the Wind.
Danny, what do you think?
Really?
Number one movie of all time.
You know, I don't know. I would have thought a Star Wars movie, but because you were talking about it,
It's Gone with the Wind or Titanic, I'm sure.
No, I don't think it's one. Maybe.
Titanic's on the list. It's number five.
Wizard of Oz, maybe. Something goofy like that. No?
Wizard of Oz is not in the top seven.
No?
No.
Is it top ten?
I don't have the top ten. That's why I said it's not in the top seven.
What the fuck is this top seven bullshit?
I think these are the movies that made over $1 billion adjusted for inflation.
Oh.
So I think I stopped after they dropped under $1 billion.
Okay.
But you're right. Number one is Gone with the Wind.
I knew it.
Number two is Star Wars. For Gone with the Wind, by the way, in today's dollars, it made $1.74 billion.
Yeah.
So what did Star Wars do, like $900 million?
Yeah.
So this is like almost three times. Almost three times what the last Star Wars movie did. That's fucking insane. But back then, people had nothing to do. They didn't have TV.
Yeah.
So they wanted to go somewhere, they went to the movies.
And I know we're saying, you know, it only cost them a dollar to get in, but that dollar to them was...
It was like a quarter.
Was like our $15?
It was a dollar for us to get in.
Yeah, so it's really that the theater hasn't become that expensive. It's just now we're in double digits.
All right, we've missed the part where the older brother, you go into the suburban family here. And the older brother, Michael... And his friends are...
They're playing Dungeons and
poker.
Dragons. No, they're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Are they really?
They're not really. They weren't allowed to use Dungeons and Dragons, so this is all...
Dungeons and Monsters?
It's just something, yeah.
Like, the Dungeon Master's called something different.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And things like that. Yeah, they weren't allowed to get the license, I guess.
Yeah, I did notice that he didn't call him the Dungeon Master.
Game
I was
Master
like,
or something, yeah.
I was like, that's weird.
I thought it was odd that they sent the little brother down to the end of the driveway to pick up the pizza.
Yeah, what's up with the pizza guy? He can't drive up the driveway?
I guess
not. That I was confused
to me
as well.
I've pizza, and...
See that chair?
I always pulled in the driveway.
See that chair right there?
You went to the fucking door.
See that chair on the... I have one of those. I missed that chair. Anyways.
What do they call that? The Papasan chair or whatever?
No, that one's the birdcage chair.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so Michael and his friends are playing this game. They send Elliot, the 10-year-old brother, down to the end of the driveway to go pick up the pizza. Comes back, he hears something out in the little shed.
He dropped pizza.
And he throws...
Oh, yeah, he sees...
He throws the ball in, and E.T. throws the ball back out at him, and that was enough for him.
He freaks out.
And he stepped on the pizza on his way in. So the guys aren't really happy about that. But Mom It was basically like,
and
who the hell said you could get a pizza anyway?
She had pizza. She was totally anti-pizza throughout this whole movie.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, every single time pizza comes
like
up.
Pizza.
I hate
fucking
pizza.
Yeah.
Fuck pizza.
I think it has something to do with her accent comes up later.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and you see, like, just from watching how she reacts to her oldest son his friends.
But then they left the pizza there, too.
You would at least pick it up and clean it up.
The one kid grabbed
the
slice.
Bad pizza is better than good salad, so.
Exactly.
You know, it's in the box still. Pick it up, bring it inside, and eat what you can.
Like, there's an episode of Trailer Park Boys where Ricky punts a pizza and then picks up all the pizza off the ground and eats it.
Yeah.
I'd do the same shit, as long as it wasn't dirty.
I thought it was weird here where everybody was looking at that tool shed. They even went into the tool shed, saw the footprints, basically called it a coyote. Then they leave, and just as they're walking into the house, you see E.T. come around the corner. Like, what was he doing? Blending into everything? Like, where the hell was he hiding in there? Come on.
Oh, yeah, they walked in with that light in there.
It is a very small room with a large halogen light.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really have walls.
But he looks pretty good. He hides in the...
Yeah, it's got the lattice work on the side.
Yeah, it's all lattice. It's not even... It's lattice with a roof.
Hey, how do we know E.T. can't blend in, though?
He blends in with the stuffed animals. Mom doesn't see him.
Yeah, because he looks like a stuffed animal.
Maybe he can warp your brain and make you not notice him.
Yeah. Well, that was never a part of this.
I'm just saying, how do we know?
That's like Stranger Things. I've been watching that.
I haven't heard about that yet.
Elliot, instead of going out and goes into the shed, he goes out and then goes into the cornfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
At least he has a flashlight, though.
Yeah.
So you get to this part, pretty soon you're going to see E.T., you know, spoiler alert. But this is how you can tell if you're watching the original or the collector's edition, because you'll be able to tell that he's CGI when he pops up out of the corn. And this is the original version we're watching.
And he sees his footprints again. So now now you would go, oh, there's footprints going this way. Okay, I'll go into the cornfield. That's not exactly going to be your first thing. This is how people in movies get killed.
Listen, get off your fucking phone.
Tell my girlfriend to stop texting me and being pissed at me.
Come on over here.
You deal with her when she's mad.
Okay.
Okay.
You're working.
You tell her that. Yeah. Anyways.
She could have came over, why not? Yeah.
She was going to, and then I made her mad because I did everything she wanted me to. I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
Yeah, I'm good at that, too.
All right.
They have these the weird, like, steep inclines here. Reminds me of Last Starfighter. I think it was probably filmed the same.
Yeah, oddly.
Yeah, we're going to walk up, like, 10 stairs, steep-ass stairs, take your fucking garbage up to the fucking fence line.
So what are you living in, a ravine?
Which is weird, because if you think about it, the tool shed's behind. Down at the end of the driveway is where all the garbage is, and you see that because of how at Halloween you see that the garbage is down there. But what's up top? Nothing.
Yeah.
And a gate.
Yeah, so how is this house is like saddled up like this right here.
And why do they have a cornfield right behind them, but they're not farmers?
Yeah.
Well, no, you can live on a
But the cornfield was right there.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it was right
house.
Outside of their back door.
I've been to people's houses that are like that.
That's
a lot in
true.
The county.
That's true.
We have a cornfield. There's houses
I've been out in the county a lot. No, not like that.
Yeah,
let me put it this way. Every subdivision in Delaware is like that.
Not that close.
Yeah.
Really?
That's where
close.
The property line goes. They're going to use as much of their property as they
you
can.
Got
to
maybe,
plant.
You got maybe 5 feet from your fence, just enough for them to be able to
if
put their tractors
fence,
and shit through it. Yeah.
I've
well,
seen several houses
goofy.
In Wisconsin here that, are, that have cornfields right
we
there.
Had, we always had at least 10 feet before the farmland.
They wouldn't have got any fucking corn from that section right in front of
No,
because
we'd have been outside. Jason corn-loving whore.
Corn's like the only vegetable I actually like, so.
Oh.
There's a bunch I'll eat, but
well,
corn's the one
this
I like.
This time of year, though, is when the corn
You know, Corn
back.
Fest is tomorrow.
Yeah,
I know, I heard.
So here's the thing.
I have to work
everybody,
all fucking day.
Everybody knows the deal about the Reese's Pieces versus the M&M's, correct?
Yeah.
M&M's dipped out.
They said no.
They said, no, we don't want to be part of your movie, sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. Reese's Pieces, not really a big deal until this movie.
Yeah.
Now
a lot of people didn't see this movie as anything big. They thought it was going to be a flop. They thought it was they brought it to Columbia Pictures, and they said it's going to be a wimpy Walt Disney movie. They didn't want nothing to do with it. So they ended up bringing it to Universal and got it through there. And then same thing, you brought it to Hershey and wanted to, or not Hershey, Mars.
Mars, M&M's.
And wanted M&M's, and they said, nope, don't want it, not interested.
So. Yeah, and didn't Reese's Pieces jump at it? And
yeah.
Yeah,
like they were about to die. Like, they weren't even going to make
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Well, they were out for a few years. They came out, like, in the late 70s.
Yeah, and then this took off. It's like The Simpsons Saved Butterfingers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading about, movies and TV shows that saved candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, listicle or whatever.
Well, this one, for sure, it's because it exploded after this. And this and those BMX bikes, man. And red hoodies.
And red hoodies.
Everyone wanted a red hoodie.
Ghost costume.
The basket on the front of your BMX bike.
The milk crate.
Yeah.
Milk crate, not a basket, a milk crate.
The milk crate.
Because you never know if you had to pick up E.T. and,
yeah.
and bring
well,
him home.
Well, it's supposed to be for papers, but...
Papers?
Yeah.
Rolling papers?
Newspapers.
That's a lot of rolling papers. Who are you working for, Snoop?
The 10-year-old delivery rolling paper service?
Hey, I'd... Make an extra $5 a house, I'll do it.
So here's where she says, call your father about it.
Oh,
and this
yeah.
is where you find out that they just separated because he's like, I can't. He's in Mexico with, I don't know, Sally, Jesse,
yeah.
Raphael, I don't know.
Whatever the fuck her name is. No, with Jan.
This movie was
yeah.
based on Steven
no,
Spielberg.
I know that because my dad's girlfriend's name is Jan.
But Steven uh-huh. Spielberg based this movie on... an imaginary friend he had when he was a kid after his parents divorced when he was little.
Mm.
So he kind of based E.T. off that.
Oh.
Which was kind of interesting. So this is kind of a story of a divorce. So you look at Elliot, and this kid doesn't have any friends. He doesn't...
Yeah, that nobody.
He doesn't see any friends.
That little blonde girl.
Oh, yeah, we'll get
oh,
to that.
Yeah.
That's a good scene, yeah. We'll get to that one.
And who's the blonde girl?
We'll get to that. We'll get
okay.
to that. But, it is kind of a story of divorce and how he's dealing with it and how to say goodbye and things like that and missing people, and it's kind of had emotion to it, I guess. But sorry to bring everyone down.
And you do see their 5-year-old little sister now, Gertie, because you hadn't seen her up until
Gertie.
Now. Little Gertrude.
Did you hear how Gertie got her part in this?
Didn't she lie?
Yeah, she told Spielberg that she was a drummer in a famous rock band.
What?
While he was interviewing her, and
yeah,
she just
and
went.
Like, I don't really need this job because I'm a drummer in this famous band. We play in front of thousands of people. And he gave her the job just based on her creativity.
Nice.
It's like, okay, you're crazy.
No, I mean...
And then now we're stuck with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
fucking
her grandpa was... Wasn't her grandfather a big actor?
Yeah.
She came from
dad.
A family
yeah.
of acting, yeah. But a lot of people do, and you never hear from them again, though. So
yeah.
she... Another example, like, when we talked about Woody Harrelson from Natural Born Killers, how
mm-hmm.
someone jumps out of somewhere, and, you never saw it coming. This one was a movie, but... Who would have thought that out of this cast, who would have came to superstardom, you know?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore, the little kid, but she's good in this, I think.
She does a great job, and this is probably my favorite Drew Barrymore film.
Yeah? What Poison Ivy? You ever seen that one?
Top five.
Yeah, top five Drew Barrymore.
He's like, yeah, without the volume on, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see
it. Charlie's Angels 1 and 2 I would lump together.
I think she's very pretty. I think she's gorgeous.
No, Family Guy got it right. Sometimes Drew Barrymore is hot.
Yeah.
Sometimes Drew Barrymore is fugly. And that's how you know which movie it is.
She looked good in Playboy. I remember that.
Yeah.
That came out.
That was a good one.
I had that on my wall, actually.
I remember stealing that one from my grandpa.
I still have that.
That's good. I cut mine out
one, yeah.
and put it on my wall. Drew Barrymore hanging over my bed. Spread legs fucking. Not up the ceiling. Like on the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't like.
Yeah, he was.
No, it was on the wall. So I had to turn around and see it. While laying there.
Why would you make it...
Justin Time is totally trying to...
Why would you make it inconvenient for when you're just cranking it in bed?
Well, I don't look like a sicko.
Yeah, he is.
I don't put it on my ceiling. That's
dude, I had naked or half-naked women on every wall in my room when I was 16.
Not naked.
Yeah, this was
some
like
naked.
This was like 4 years ago for Jason. He
not all of them naked.
I couldn't get away with the naked girls, but I had the bikini ones. I had those.
I mean, I also had a bunk bed, so I could line the top underneath with pictures of whatever the fuck I wanted, and there'd just be like a couple little metal slats. But yeah, you put it over the neck, over the navel, you still got the pussy, tits, and face. So
okay.
Sometimes you just put it over the face, and
depending on who it was.
So here he's getting E.T. into the house.
He's doing a piece of candy. Piece of candy.
A piece of candy. Yeah, Family Guy's kind of
grouped yeah, the reason out. We brought up the Reese's Pieces is because he drops the... Or he sets a handful
trail.
Out,
yeah.
and then he makes a trail to his room.
I thought it was weird that he puts like a pile of like 6 or 7 and one like little group, boom, here.
Yeah.
Instead of like just, well, here's one, here's one, here's one, you know? He said he throws like a pile. I mean, even like the keys doing later, he finds like a pile of Reese's Pieces all in like one little pile.
Well, he was doing the pile. I mean, the single when he rode his bike out into the when I brought it up.
He was just kind of tossing it around.
Kind of leaving a Hansel and Gretel type trail.
Speaking of which, where are they? They're hiding behind us.
Yeah, we got jars of the Reese's Pieces out tonight. So if you hear us munching, that's what we're eating on tonight.
And I don't know if any of you guys noticed this. Did you notice he had all his little pencils and stuff in a coffee can, the old metal coffee cans?
Oh, yeah,
cans.
I had those, yeah.
And, yeah, I had them for everything. Like, that's what we kept our change in. That's what we kept.
Yep.
It wasn't odd to have those lying around your house.
I remember cutting the lids out for different shit.
Yeah.
Well, for people our age, this movie is, like, a great throwback because it has, like, it's a great snippet of
the
pop culture at the time. It has, it has...
Correct, so when he goes through the action figures.
The Star Wars characters are coming up. But right now he's learning that, you know, that they're
kind of mimicking
each other, yeah. And but he just gets tired and falls asleep coming up. It's
so
kind of weird on that. Just
which I'd be so fucking awake. Yeah, I couldn't sleep for two fucking days if I found an alien.
Yeah, if I had an alien in my bedroom, I wouldn't just...
No.
I'm thinking E.T. man go to sleep, maybe.
Probably.
He said, it's your bedtime.
E.T. was probably tired.
It's your bedtime, go to sleep.
E.T. says, go to sleep. My E.T. sounds like a robot.
Do you think E.T. sleeps? You never see him sleeping, so I don't know if he sleeps or not.
No, you don't see him sleep.
You think E.T. needs sleep?
I don't know. Maybe not.
No, doesn't he pass out after he gets drunk?
Well, he passes out. We all do that.
I yawn. Every time I see Elliot yawn, I fucking yawn. I was fighting it this time. I fought it back, but it almost hit me. I just looked away. I'm like, I can't look. Can't look. But yeah, it's weird how you do that. People yawn. You see it.
That's one of the ways they say to, you know, make sure, or see if someone's, like, checking you out, like, when you're out in public. You know, if you think, you know, this dude's, you know, trying to hit on you and he's, you know, staring at you, just yawn. Mm. And if he yawns, you know, pretty quickly after
he's
that.
Just talking about it makes you do it. Fuck.
It's one of those weird psychosynapsis things where you see it and you got to do it.
So how long has this family been separated, you think? Not long, huh?
Not long,
well,
maybe.
She said recently when they come to, you know,
oh, when they're talking
to the
cops,
yeah.
Okay.
So maybe like a year?
Probably not.
I mean,
I don't know.
It doesn't look like they just moved into that house, but she might have got the house.
Probably the house they lived
in.
I'm
guessing she kept the house because when he said, I can't, he's in Mexico with Jan or whatever.
Sally.
See, it was Sally. It wasn't Jan.
Yeah, it was Sally.
I always put the stepmom at section.
And she says, she gets up, she walks away, and then she walks away, she's like, he doesn't even like Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets upset about that.
Which, how does she know? What?
Well,
also,
if you're married
also,
long
this,
enough to have
this
a
family
kid.
Seems pretty well the fuck off, by the way.
Yeah, nice
well,
house.
So she has to go to work. It's in California.
I mean, she works,
so.
Yeah, but...
Every kid has their own bedroom. They have this huge ass closet, which is kind of weird.
I thought that was weird. Okay, so we've all heard of Jack and Jill bathrooms, where if you have two bedrooms, they're connected by a bathroom, and that's
is that what they're called.
They're called Jack and Jill bathrooms. So that way, you can have your daughter in one room, your son in another, but they share a bathroom. But then they can
someone's
stay
been
the hell
house
out
hunters.
Of yours. Well, I also have friends that have houses like that, but this is a Jack and Jill closet. This is weird to me. It goes.
It took a minute to grab the. Layout of the place.
It goes into Gertie's room, which is weird, because she walks around a lot of times, but then there's one time that she comes through the closet.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Why wouldn't you just always go through the closet?
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have a bunch of shit in the way.
And you don't want to go outside of your room, because then your mom sees you.
Hey, pour some shots up while you're up.
Your mom sees you coming out of your room, going into your brother's room.
Yeah.
If you don't want her to see you going to play with the alien, you're going to go in.
Well, and then there's... Well, she's very distracted all the time. My stuff on the top.
And this is funny where the son keeps, where Michael keeps pulling out of the driveway, so he reverses.
Oh, well, yeah, when he, you realize he doesn't quite know how to drive yet.
And then he's in the van, and he's like, well, step on it. He goes, I've never driven forward before. So I called my mom today, and I asked her to get my speak and spell out.
Oh.
In honor of this movie. And she said, she said she would, but she never did.
Mm.
But I did wait until today to talk to her about getting it. And I know she has it because she has this huge, like, chest. It's a oak, or a cedar chest, I mean.
Like a whole chest type deal?
Yeah, but it's, I mean, it stands, like, past my waist. And she
okay.
has all of, like, she has bins inside of it for me, my sister, my brother. It's got our report cards from day one. It's got our
baby
art
teeth and all
stuff.
That shit.
Oh, I have a whole tin of all of my fucking teeth are in there. My umbilical cord is in there. Yeah. My mom might have some weird things with us.
Ew. Anyways, so we have Elliot trying to figure out if the E.T. can talk. You know, and he's talking to him, whatever. And Jason, you got to add milk to that.
Just a little bit. Oh, well, okay. You know what? It's better if I don't watch him pour things in
probably.
The house because I'm just going to clean it up.
So Elliot's about to show him all the cool stuff he's got. And this is another reason I say that they're fairly well off because he's got a bunch of cool shit for that time.
But they could have been well off with Dad. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you have two incomes, it's a lot different than
but
when you don't.
No, but I'm...
You know this.
I know that, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? But he's showing him Greedo and... Who's Hammerhead? I don't know who that is. And then Walrus Man, my favorite.
We have a Hammerhead, don't we, honey?
And there's a Snaggletooth.
That guy too.
And Lando Calrissian.
I don't have Lando Calrissian.
That fucking two-faced motherfucker. And then Boba Fett.
Oh, boy.
And then they can have wars. That's funny.
That's how kids talk, though, back.
Yeah, no, but it's just funny that he says all these Star Wars characters can have wars.
Well, yeah.
The Star Wars, yeah, I know.
You know the oven.
But anyways, but then he shows him the what do you call those things with the shark? It's like a grabby thing.
It's
with
like
the shark.
A grab hand. Yeah,
yeah, but with the it's like the shark's
I
mouth,
yeah.
And I've seen him with you know, all sorts of different animals.
The shark eats the fish.
Yeah.
Nobody eats the shark.
Right. Which that cracked me up. That was a bit of nostalgia I didn't expect.
You put the peanut, the money in the peanut.
But not this peanut,
because
it's fake.
And peanut's food, but this isn't food.
This is fake.
Poor E.T.'s like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I know,
hey,
like...
It's food or it's not food, but you put money in your food? What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck is money?
Oh, boy.
He's talking a mile a minute just trying
it's
to show
car.
E.T. everything.
Hey, this is a car. This is how we get around in this fucking little tiny fucking thing.
Yeah, but it's bigger.
So you can put your mouth. Because your tummy's bigger. He says, this is how people get around.
Oh, no, you don't eat
and
them.
And E.T., you figure out E.T.'s got the mentality of a 3-year-old right now.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't get it, but I'm going to put it in my mouth.
He's like, I tried those things you laid out for me, but I didn't like them.
He ate them.
No, he didn't. He brings them all back.
No, well, he was eating some
of them, yeah.
I think he's got a bunch, so he brought them back.
And then him and the dog don't like each other.
Oh, good old Harvey.
At first.
We gotta look at the end and see if Harvey gets in the car with Mom and Gertie.
Oh.
He shows up at the ship at the end?
Yeah.
Gotta see if he's in the car.
Hmm.
I was wondering that.
That'd probably show up on a goof.
Well, we can find our own goof. We'll see if it's on. Let's just try and not, you know, forget
it. He grabs peanut butter, cheese, strawberries, milk, and then E.T. freaks out.
Because he opens an umbrella.
So now you know there's some kind of connection between these two.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Because as soon as E.T. got
in the kitchen,
panting about it, yeah.
In the other room, so what's going on?
He felt E.T.'s shock and made him cry.
Well, Michael says later that Elliot feels his feelings. That's how Michael describes it, but... How do you put the hide back in those underneath all those stuffed animals?
Yeah, how did he set those up?
On top of them, yeah.
Well, I guess he does have the mind power.
And Elliot.
Oh, yeah, the mind power.
And Elliot says, want a Coke?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's not what you want to give that dude.
Oh, yeah, just wait till he gets in the fridge. That's great.
And then his brother gets back from football practice, you know, Johnny All-American.
It was kind of like the Goonies in this, where he's the, you know, jockey... big brother that has all the goofy friends, and yet the little brother
kind of
is like,
tag along.
Yeah, in his Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah.
No one asked about my first experience.
Well, I was going to, but you started talking about the movie again. See,
that's why we normally talk about this before the movie.
Do
Jason, do tell, what was your first experience with E.T. the extraterrestrial?
Well, in 1982, that was the summer I turned 9. So I saw this a couple times in the theater. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I wasn't, like, huge, like, Star Wars big. But it was good. I saw it. It was funny because I saw it with my grandpa. And he was an old fucker. He didn't go to the movies very often.
Yeah, my grandpa's been to, like, 5 movies in my lifetime.
Yeah. Mine, too, was the same
thing. And, like, 2 of them were real shitty, and I'm sorry that he went to them.
But we went to this one. He liked it. We sat through the whole thing. It was good. And I thought it was cool, and then I didn't see it forever because it didn't come out on VHS until 88, October of 88.
And by then, you're doing your own thing, and you're too cool
for E.T.
Yeah,
I was
15
then. Yeah, I didn't care. Like, E.T., yeah. I might have saw it somewhere, but I didn't really see it. And then I watched it about not even 6 months ago. I watched it on when it came on Netflix. It's on Netflix, by the way.
Yeah, it is on there.
It's streaming right on there. You can watch it. It's the original version, too, not the special edition. So this one has the guns. It has the line with terrorists, all this other stuff we'll get to.
What's his shirt?
Space Invaders.
Yeah, Space Invaders shirt.
Yeah.
Michael's wearing a Space Invaders shirt, which would be badass. I like that shirt in black.
Which I like how that's the shirt he wears to football practice underneath all his gear.
And then there's Gertie.
Well, his undershirt.
And this is when you see E.T.'s neck expand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Michael knocks over the shelves and the places.
Which, if you go back, those shelves break so terribly.
They break in the middle.
Yeah, they break in the middle, down the center, and he taps the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow he hits the wall with such force, he doesn't damage the drywall, but it shatters the oak shelves.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So, and you gotta assume that E.T. fucked up the room probably pretty much. This room's gonna be trash.
Yeah.
I mean, E.T.'s kind of a dick.
But you gotta think, you have the two boys living in the same room, so it's gonna be trash.
Are they both living in the same room?
Yeah, because that's why they got the bunk beds.
I thought the bottom one was Harvey's bed.
Yeah.
I just assumed the older brother lived in that room, too.
I don't believe he did, because he
I mean, it might have been one of those situations where the older brother just passes out on the couch every night.
Well, because, and there was a thing.
Because he's jerking
it,
you know what I mean?
He wasn't in the bedroom when he brought E.T. up last night. You know what
Good
I mean?
Good call, yeah.
Got a TIE fighter right there on the shelf there, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of nods.
Oh,
was this before or after Dark Crystal?
This is before.
Before, okay.
Yeah. Dark Crystal and Labyrinth are both later on. This was the number one movie of the year.
I would assume with 38 weeks at number one or whatever.
Oh, yeah, by a lot. It more than doubled the number two. Number two was Tootsie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's endearing.
Yeah, that was a big movie. That was Dustin Hoffman as a woman, right?
Dustin Hoffman as a woman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as a man, as a woman.
Well, yeah, yeah. Officer and a Gentleman was.
Wait, is that the one? Is that the one where he's in the bathroom and he goes in the men's room?
Probably.
And he's pissing and he's like, "Yeah, take a look," but he's dressed as a woman. Ah, whatever.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
How many months did you say this was? Number one.
One. 30
not,
something.
Not straight, not consecutive. It was in the top 10 for 35 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It was six weeks straight. It was number one.
Oh wow. Okay.
And then it dropped out, came back for 2 weeks, dropped out, came back for 2 weeks, dropped out, came back for 2 weeks, dropped out, came back for 1 week, dropped out, came back for 1 week, dropped out for 1, 2, 3, 4, this is First Blood, 6 weeks, then came back for 2 more weeks, then it was down the top 10 then.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
That's pretty good run.
That's the weekend, each weekend.
Thank
of,
you. Yeah.
It goes backwards, so it's like from,
when
it's backward
to December,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's crazy when you look at the movies that came on and... Box Office Mojo, I love
so
that website.
So it was at number one for 16 weeks straight and then dropped, or six
no,
weeks?
Just 6 weeks
okay.
straight, 16 weeks total. So
35 weeks
in the top 10.
Damn.
Yeah, movies don't do that anymore. Now they're 35 weeks later, they're forgotten on DVD.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I'm,
I mean, that's how long
they're on
they
Netflix at that point.
You know what I mean? Like 30 or 38
weeks.
30, well, yeah, they consider 36 weeks 9 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Weeks is 9 months, but 40 weeks is what they
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Pregnancy. But, yeah.
And my sister's like, yeah, actually
shit.
You're pregnant for like 10 months. This is
oh,
bullshit.
Fuck yeah. There are a bunch of
I was
of
like,
liars.
Really, you're bitching about an extra month? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
I never did mention that Mike comes in, he's singing a song earlier when he comes home from football practice, he's singing the song. And I actually had to Google it, because it's not even online what it is. Don't say it on IMDb or anything. And he's singing an Elvis Costello song called Accidents Will Happen. It's called.
Ah.
From 1979. I had to Google the lyrics. I'm like, what the fuck are you singing? So I did my little research. And,
she grabbed
for
the
sure.
flowers. It's what
the flowers
it
that are mostly dying. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what flower is it.
It's a flower.
It's a chrysanthemum.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, because for a minute I thought it was a marigold.
And Harvey the dog and E.T. have obviously warmed up because now he's welcome in the room.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like our dog. It takes a minute, you know. He's crazy at first, like, what the fuck are you? And then he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay, you're cool. Yeah, no.
You made my feet feel good. So.
I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah. But yeah, Harvey's back. Harvey's good. He's good, though.
A bald monkey. Did you put the pizza in? Or? Okay.
Haven't done anything like that yet. Yeah, for in honor of E.T., I got pizza and Reese's Pieces and Coors beer.
And I made Reese's Pieces shots.
Yes, we had those. We'll post those on our Instagram.
Yes.
I'm assuming we took a photo already?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Yeah,
because they're gone now, right?
No, I think there's
a little
more
in the picture there, but yeah.
I can't drink anymore, so.
No, I'm pretty sure those are mine.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
At this point.
You can enjoy that bottle of Amaretto, too.
Thanks.
Yeah. Holy shit, the top news should have been, and the news segment should have been that Justin brought a fucking bottle.
I finally brought a bottle. And it's not even a bottle to really drink.
No, it's a bottle of real Amaretto, yeah.
Oh, I'll drink it, because I'll mix
like
that shit.
$5.
You mix that shit with Sprite. With something. It's cranberry, Amaretto, and a splash
vodka.
Of Sprite.
I'm going to say you're missing the vodka.
There, yeah. Or we got some other shit. We got a bunch of rums and shit up there and all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah, if you got clear rum, that would work too.
I don't know if we have clear rum, but. We got the whistle cock, or whatever that cock thing is.
The whistle.
The thing in the silver bottle.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, so E.T. is trying a bunch of different foods and shit.
Oh, he's getting to know the kids here.
Yeah. He's making friends.
The kids did a good job, huh? I mean, all three of them, I think.
They work together as a good cohesive
Michael's
unit.
Michael's fucking ugly as shit.
Yeah.
That kid's teeth, I don't know. Fuck. And you see them later on, and they didn't really get fixed. They count the same.
Yeah.
So, but they still did a good job. Henry Thomas as Elliot, what do you do after this? He was in that planet.
They're showing him, like, the solar system, to see if he's from their solar system.
Yeah.
And then he picks up all the fruits and stuff that he sets down or whatever in place of the planets, and now you finally see his mind power.
That he can do shit,
he's like telekinetic or whatever you call that.
And why did Elliot yell though?
I think he just got freaked out or whatever.
After it's already up there for 10 seconds? I don't know, but...
Oh, no, he feels something is what it is.
He feels it, yeah.
It's something scary.
I think I missed... Mary
and E.T. puts a consoling hand on his shoulder, like, I know, brother. I know. Well, now, I heard there's you guys heard about the Rule 34 of the internet?
Rule 34? No.
It's anything you've ever seen, there is a porno of it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the porno of E.T.
Yeah? Did you ever play the video game?
No, the one they buried in Arizona,
Atari
or Nevada,
2600. Yeah, they put a video game,
or New Mexico, I think it was.
Yeah, wherever it was, well,
one of those states.
That's a rumor. They did a documentary.
No, they
about
they found some of it.
Salmonized, maybe thought, but
yeah, they were expecting 1 million. They found like 1,000.
Yeah, but E.T.'s the Atari 2600 version was. I played it. I totally remember being at this kid's house, and in fact, he's the owner of a big business right now here in town. But
and here he is.
He had the Atari 2600. And we played
E.T. Light his finger up, and he made the plant come just directly back to life.
Oh yeah, the plant came back. Yeah, the very next day, the plant came back. The
very next day,
we missed when Mary comes in. She said, "This is no room. This is an accident."
Oh yeah,
that was great because that's another Star Wars. That's the slyest, most clever Star Wars reference. Because she says it the same way Obi-Wan Kenobi says. That's no moon. That's a space station. She said, this is no room. This is an accident. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I caught that right away, too. And I looked online, and actually other people did say something about it.
Yeah.
But I caught it right away. When she said, I was like, wait. I had to put it together in my head. But they're at the bus stop right now. And here's the first time we see Erica Elenik.
However the fuck you say that.
Yeah. And she says hi to Elliot twice. She wants that fucking dick. She's all about Elliot.
And Elliot, who knows why? He seems kind of like a loser.
Yeah, and what's up on this bus? All these kids are throwing shit around?
If I did that on my bus when I was a kid, they would have been
knocked
pulled
the fuck
over.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not getting out of here without thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would not have taken any of that shit. Yeah, the kids on the bus are fucking assholes. A lot of people in this movie are assholes. They're just, E.T.'s just kind of a dick.
That's fucking California, man.
Touche.
That's all I got to say on that. I
mean, the mom's a horrible mother.
Oh, absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Pays zero attention to anything going on around her.
Yeah.
I don't know how she has a job or drives a car.
Her favorite day is Halloween, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the one day where she's actually smiling and happy.
It's the only day you see her do anything besides ignore everybody.
Here she looks through the closet, looking around, and she sees...
She doesn't notice that there's a giant alien doll that she didn't buy for her children.
To be fair, he is a puppet. He's a stuffed animal.
Yeah, but still...
So it kind of blends in.
I've never bought that one.
No.
I've never seen that one. Think about it, she's got three kids. She's probably picked up all their toys 1,000 times.
Yeah, but come on. You wouldn't have seen it either.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have, but my sister, if an E.T. popped up in all of my niece and nephew's stuffed animals, my sister would be like, what the fuck? Where'd this come from?
Elliot's in class drawing pictures of E.T. He's getting the fuck me eyes from Erica Elenik. What's her name? Erica Elenik? Danny?
Oh,
help us out here.
Are we on me?
What's her name?
The
Baywatch chick.
Yeah.
She's on Baywatch.
Erica Elenik.
Elenik. Whatever.
But anyway, yeah, she plays the blonde that wants to fuck Elliot. And you'd think she would have been a little more involved. I mean, she could have been, right? But
she could have tried a little harder.
Well, they could have put her more in the movie. I think she's trying pretty hard. She's sitting in the class right behind him giving him the fucking fuck me eyes constantly. And for a 10-year-old, yeah, she's cute enough. Elliot's just kind of like... Well, he's got other things on the mind, I guess, the alien and his fucking...
Especially
bedroom.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got his parents' divorce, and then the alien.
But then a few years...
Let's be honest, he's a guy. He's more worried about the alien than he is a chick right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh,
a few beers in him, though, and yeah.
Yeah.
And here's E.T. and Harvey going to the kitchen. And he
eats the potato salad. Well, doesn't like it.
Well, he tries it, yeah, yeah.
Who whips it at the dog. Which cracks me up.
I was
watching this with my girlfriend, and she loves potato salad. I hate potato salad. Yeah. So I was like, see, even E.T. hates potato salad.
And he busts out the beer.
Busts out the Coors.
Next thing he goes for, right there. Danielle, can I have your Coors?
Mm-hmm.
Since I know you're not going to drink it.
Yeah, don't have that.
I was waiting for this scene to come up.
Ah, good time to drink the Coors. You could run it. Oh, you could exchange it for a cold one.
And all of a sudden, like Elliot burps.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can see this is the first real clear connection that, and they're trying to make it a little more blatantly obvious that they're connected.
Share a bond. Yeah, there's some kind of thing. I thought he's wearing a robe. This is fucking great.
Yeah.
And you know how they made him do this? It's a 12-year-old actor. Well, they call him an actor because he actually acted in this. It was a 12-year-old person that was like fucking Johnny from Freaks, but he had no legs. He walked around with his hands, yeah.
Damn.
So you have this like kid to walk around with his hands in the E.T. costume. With this kid with no legs.
That's kind of fucked.
Like, man, he had a job. Made a couple bucks.
I guess.
So, he also had a couple of midgets that played other parts, too, but he played this.
Yeah.
This guy was...
And Elliot...
I mean, it works out great
because
his hands, when you look at it, you see a person in there with the hands sticking out of the bottom, you know, with the feet. And he kind of... But...
I mean, it works great.
Elliot slipped under his desk. And then
no, he's getting loose.
Gets back up, and you see
he gives a smile back.
He's like, I know you're trying to fuck me, bitch.
Yeah, he gives a smile back to the blonde. Hey. So, E.T. has found the speaking spell. Now, what is a speaking spell, Danielle? What is this thing?
It's a cool little computer. It was like your first computer. Like, nowadays, they have laptops.
They have the leapfrog laptops, yeah.
But back then, that was our laptop. And
it fucking
basically,
talked to you.
It would spell out the letters, or say the letters as you press them, and then it would say the word. And it would tell you to spell this word.
Spell nuisance.
And then you would type it in, and as you did, it would spell it. Yeah. And then it would tell you.
You are wrong.
What were some of the words that it didn't recognize? Like, it didn't recognize fuck.
No.
Yeah. First thing we did is try every swear word we knew. Yeah, of course.
I remember reading just a list of the words that weren't able to be pronounced by the speaking spell.
Yeah. What if you did like P H U Q?
There were people that tried that shit too. I remember reading it, but I don't remember what it said.
The frogs. What about dissecting frogs in class?
We did. They weren't live.
Were you this young though?
No.
Not high school, though, right?
No, it was...
That was my first problem with this.
It was eighth grade. So
okay, it was still older then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was in eighth grade or ninth grade. I think it was eighth.
And we called it middle school at that time.
Or junior high, yeah.
Because you went...
Yeah, I think I technically went to a junior high.
Then 7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, 12. So you went to three different schools. But
yeah, so Elliot is staring at this frog in his little well, it's cage. It's a jar with the chloroform, and he's looking at it and talking to it while he's drunk. So, Justin, would you kill a frog when you're drunk?
Well, I have killed a frog when I was drunk before.
You bastard!
We ate him.
What, were you stuck out in the fucking wilderness or some shit?
No, this is a pretty good story. All right, so when I was a sophomore in high school, I helped out the seniors with their senior prank, and they were gonna. This is so hilarious. They parked all their cars up and down the, because our school is kind of on like a side-ish road.
Okay.
So they parked their cars up and down the entire road, so you couldn't get into any of the parking lots. You couldn't get into the baseball fields across the street. You know, so they just camped out all night.
Okay.
Well, me and my friend, Tyler Gebhardt, he's now passed away from cancer, the guy I drink Budweiser's for every once in a while, good friend of mine, we were drinking, smoking pot and shit, you know what I mean? We were teenagers in high school.
Uh-huh.
And me and him just, there were a bunch of frogs, and it was by a creek. We caught 3, 4, 5 of them, killed them, cooked them over a little fire. It was all right.
All right.
It was a memory.
Was it like a bigger bullfrog? Or was it like small frogs like this?
No, they were bigger bullfrogs, but it was it wasn't these wimpy little bitches.
And what did you eat? The legs? Or?
Yeah, we ate the legs. You're not supposed to eat the rest of them unless you know what you're doing.
Yeah. So I was thinking.
I don't know. Tyler might have known how to do it. I didn't.
Did you eat any frog pee or?
I don't know.
So here,
I don't know. I took like
that far.
Elliot, no. Elliot decided to set all of the frogs free.
Yeah, he's shit faced. This is great.
Yeah.
And E.T. is watching. What is he watching?
He's watching the Quiet Man.
Yeah.
With John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. I learned that. And for some reason, he's mocking what E.T.'s seeing on the TV. He's grabbing her, pulling her clothes.
Because that's what men are supposed to do.
And about to give her a kiss and realizes she's too short. He needs something to stand on.
And then
he give her a proper kiss.
On the bully.
That's awesome. That's.
Which, honestly, no bully would just sit there.
Well.
No.
Especially when you're 3 times the kid's size.
But E.T.'s making it happen, though. He's doing everything.
Yeah, but.
If he can control Elliot, and the girl's all rubbing her shoe, like, oh, yeah.
And then now 30 frogs just seem to go at the door.
Well, they're getting the fuck out.
And E.T.'s at home breaking apart the speak and spell and getting the blender.
And the
blender.
And oil. Yeah, the popcorn maker.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of shit in there.
Would you guys remember those old school popcorn makers?
I don't know if I
lived here yet or not, but I had went to Goodwill to find an air popper.
Nice.
Because I wanted air pop popcorn. And so, yeah, I went to Goodwill and got one for like $5.
Yeah. Here comes mom's
home. So oblivious, knocks him out.
And Gertie's trying to rat everything out. That bitch can't hold a secret.
She's trying to be a fucking bitch.
She's up a whole movie, she can't hold a fucking secret. She gives them up every time. They give her a letter later on, say, hey, get this mom up for leave. She gives it right to mom right away.
Yeah.
She rats out the keys where they're going.
Yeah, and it's not even.
And Gertie's like, I want you to meet someone, mom. And E.T.'s walking through the house, and Mary is just
totally
away.
Well, to be fair, I mean, there's milk spilled on the floor, there's all kinds of shit. She's not paying attention. She's got groceries to put away, and he just walks by in his fucking robe.
And Gertie's just staring like, okay.
But yeah, but what I was going to say about Gertie, it's not even like the mom asks her. You know, and she's like, oh yeah.
You know what's weird? Earlier in the film, Gertie calls her Mary. I thought that was
fucked
up.
Odd.
I'm like, why?
I caught that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I got her name, actually, from that. And Gertie's watching Sesame Street, which I grew up on. And
I think most kids
do. It's
on
HBO now, isn't that weird? It's not on PBS anymore, it's on HBO.
It's gotta still be on PBS.
No, it's no.
Only on HBO? Wow.
Mary gets this call from school and is told that Elliot is intoxicated at school, but she just kicked a can of Coors and picks it up and
smells it.
Wait, intoxicated? And so, like, you didn't know what the fuck was in the can of Coors. It's a can of beer.
What do you think it's going to smell like? Do you think it's going to smell like peppermint? Yeah, and she doesn't seem to freak out. This is her 10-year-old kid is drunk at school.
Yeah.
And she's like,
I'll be
okay.
Flipping.
And then, oh, I'll be right down. And then she leaves. How old is Gertie? Five?
Five, yeah.
I'm going to go pick up Elliot. You stay here.
Stay here. Watch
five?
TV. Don't move.
Five? Five's a little young, isn't it?
That's, I mean, I think the youngest I was
eight,
ever left
maybe.
Alone was yeah. 7 or 8.
For
yeah.
a couple minutes, yeah, yeah.
I was in first grade, and my mom had a job, so
young.
When I wouldn't be able to go to school because I was sick, we got left home alone. However, in those days and in our neighborhood, everybody came in and checked on you.
Yeah.
Like, our neighbor across the street. We couldn't... My mom went out of town for like 4 hours. My neighbors fucking knew. And if we had a boy over, my brothers had a girl over, if there was drinking, those neighbors were at our fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
And they, without a thought, they would walk right into your house and be like, "What's going on?
Oh, yeah,
what
we
you
had
guys
neighbors
doing?"
Like that.
I gotta say, with a mom that leaves her 5-year-old kid, no wonder dad's in Mexico with Sally. You know, I mean.
Well, I'm not laughing at that because that's just stupidness. I'm laughing at the point of Gertie just dressed up E.T. as a chick.
Yeah. So these are Gertie's clothes? Mom's clothes?
You have to assume.
Uh-huh. They're playing dress up.
Yeah.
And he brought all this shit up there, yeah.
Brought it up all by himself.
And he's saying, Elliot, Elliot. This is when you notice that her bedroom goes through the closet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So he started to get the feeling of the layout. He walks through. He goes back to Elliot's room here. Still wearing his, you know, wig and, you know, all shit.
Well, he doesn't know he looks ridiculous. You know
he just
what I
said
mean?
You should give him his dignity. Like, dude.
But he's been reading Buck Rogers comic strips.
Yep.
And he's wants
he
to
got
go
the
home.
Idea to send a message out.
And somehow he knows that home means where he's going home.
Which he didn't know at all, ever. You never see him learn that.
And how do you know to call Elliot right away? He's like, Elliot.
Well, everyone else has been calling
well,
him Elliot,
Elliot
the whole time.
Well, Elliot called himself Elliot.
Yeah, he's like, me, Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your name?
You think Gertie would send a picture and this is Elliot?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. There are a couple of lead scenes here. Have you seen the lead scenes?
Here's a question.
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
Did you guys notice, look at Elliot's face throughout the movie. The first scene you see him in, he's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, he's got all his color.
Slowly, as
it goes, he's starting to fade.
Yeah,
like
you see it on
getting,
him more than you see on E.T.
Which is a fucked up part of this movie, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, yeah, they need it for the story, I guess. But, so, aliens left here. He's dying because of the conditions. He's just not used to the atmosphere. He can't take it that long, I assume.
I always thought it was homesickness.
Yeah, because he has a little light-up heart.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get to light up his heart.
I thought it was just the earth air is killing him.
That's the logical part of my brain said. Yeah,
yeah,
he probably just doesn't breathe right.
But, so he's going to take the phone down with him? And he's like, okay, well, I'm dying. I'm taking you with me, buddy.
Well, they bond over Elliot's cut or whatever, and he heals his cut.
Did that even happen yet?
Yeah, that happened.
Did we miss it?
That's like the first thing that happens or whatever.
No, it doesn't happen the next day at least. I think it happens on a sick day when he's sick.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's
well,
what I don't know.
I never thought of it that
anyone
way.
Anyone who was paying attention to the movie while we yap through it, let
yeah.
us know.
I didn't think of it that way. I thought of it as because they formed this bond that... That's when you know, like he's.
But why doesn't he have the bond with Gertie and with
because
Mike?
Elliot's the one who found him, and that's when he trusts.
But he let Gertie put all that
that's
stuff on
trusts.
Him, and
that's his master,
talk.
Dude.
So you're saying
Elliot doesn't cut
name
himself until now. Elliot doesn't cut himself until he touches the saw blade.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was late, a little late. Okay, all right. Yeah, we even got it that. That is, well, I mean, that was used for the poster,
but
too.
We have the, all the FBI's
oh,
driving up and down the...
listening to them, yeah.
Yeah, they were driving up and down the, up and down the neighborhood, just listening, and they're catching them saying, you know, Mike talking to Elliot.
They're getting there a little
what's
bit.
What's this wee shit you
yeah, they
saying?
Started getting that way where they yeah. could have gotten in trouble, but then they kind of back off and start talking about their dad. And,
yeah.
And looking at stuff in the garage, and dad's shit, and smelled like him, and...
So he's like, well, maybe they're just talking about some family shit. He's like,
oh, yeah,
I'm moving on to the next house.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they listen for a minute. I go, oh, yeah.
No, oh, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear the word alien or spacecraft, so I'm out.
E.T. That's another weird thing. When they do call him E.T.,
He calls himself E.T. even.
Yeah.
Well, he does after they teach
After he tells him, he's like, your name's E.T.
Yeah.
E.T., okay. Remember,
That term never, I mean, in realistic terms, he would have called alien, right? I mean, the spaceman or something like that. Extraterrestrial wasn't a term that I knew at all when I was 9 years old. I had no idea.
I knew it, but that's probably because of this
movie. Because of the movie,
right.
Yeah. But it's not a term that's ever really, I mean, it's used occasionally, but not.
I don't know.
On a scientific basis, I hear it a lot.
But look
in the sci-fi
E.T.
I read.
Listening to Mommy read to Gertie, and that's the next.
She's reading Peter Pan.
This is another thing that you notice that the bedrooms go through, you know, through
yeah.
the closet.
But she's reading Peter Pan to him, which is another this movie kind of lends off of, I suppose. Has a lot of Peter Pan kind of influences. Which
they
I
don't
want to
grow up. I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us
kid.
This
is where he's going to cut himself. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Which is weird, because he didn't cut the tip of his finger. If you watched him, he picked it up, he actually would have cut his knuckle.
Yeah. And he's freaking out. I wouldn't let him fucking touch me with that goddamn glowing finger.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's just an alien that doesn't speak English.
Yeah. He does now.
Not
yeah,
good English. I know illegals that speak better.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, huh?
What's wrong with this one?
What's wrong? Which one?
Just in time.
What?
I don't know what's wrong with just in time.
What'd I do?
Oh, boy. So they're still in the closet listening to Mom read Peter Pan, which I had to Google as well. I did my homework on both those. That the song earlier by Elvis Costello, and then I Googled what they're talking when they did like clap three times.
You didn't know that one?
No, I never saw Peter Pan.
Oh, wow.
Just him saying Peter and Wendy, I
well, I was going to say, that's enough giveaway.
Yeah.
I don't think I caught that
and then
later.
Doesn't she, don't they clap to save Tinkerbell?
It said Tink, so I kind of thought
Tink,
it probably was.
Yeah, Tink is, that's, yeah.
I heard the Tink one.
Which, is this Spielberg's first Disney tie-in?
This isn't Disney.
Peter Pan is, though.
It's just a mention.
I said
it's
tie-in.
Not, it's not a tie-in, though. The movie's not a Disney film at all. It
there's,
seems like one, but it's not. It's
well,
not
no,
one.
I'm saying there's like 10 Disney Peter Pan films. If talking about Peter Pan isn't a Disney tie-in, then I don't know what kind of conspiracy theories you live by.
You can say it's a Speak and Spell tie-in.
There is a Speak and Spell tie-in.
Okay, on that
there's
logic,
there's a Viewmaster tie-in as well.
On that logic, then.
And the flower's dying.
Yeah, why the flower's dying already?
Because
the
he's not feeling good.
They have
sick.
His life force in him. I feel like it's one of those things where the more he uses it, the less he gets.
But he's just like floating shit around the room right now.
He's putting his phone together, dude.
Oh, man. The deleted scenes are crazy just in time.
Oh, yeah?
It's a CGI E.T.
All right, well, we're about to be coming up on Halloween. Is this about time to take a break real
it
quick,
is.
Folks?
Do you want to take a break?
I got to piss, so.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, for you, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after you hear the hot dog song, maybe.
Maybe.
If you're lucky.
Okay.
And we're back with E.T. the Extraterrestrial. We're coming up on the Halloween scene. We see Elliot here getting his makeup ready. And now let's go in and see what the gang has to say about this.
You're fucking kidding me, right?
He's not kidding you.
No.
We did take a break there.
Yeah, we did. We did. We had to eat a pizza and have some shots.
We did not eat a single bite of that. Well, I had a small, tiny bite of pizza.
Danny had a slice.
I'm eating it
anyways,
right now.
Anyway, we cooked the pizza. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
It's cooked. It's just sitting there cooling off on our countertop. But
just staring me in the face like
I think we missed
blood.
The terrorist comment. That was cut off. Mary looks at Michael.
Oh, you are not dressing as a terrorist.
Yeah.
But all the guys are doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a big line. That was one that was cut. Yeah. By, which, why was it cut? She's saying it's a bad thing.
Well, were there any terrorist attacks in 82?
Well, I mean, there's been terrorists the whole time. I
understand that, but was there a major terrorist attack in 82?
Isn't there
did
one
they,
every
did
year?
Did they blow up the Red Square or something? I don't know.
If your child died, isn't it a big one anytime?
Daniel. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't matter how many were killed, as long, you know.
As long as one of your own, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that, but.
But, where were we? Oh, terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she said it's a bad thing. She said, no, you can't be a terrorist. He says that. And now he's there. He's got like the
he's
beard on.
He's got a hobo thing.
He's got the fake knife through his head, and here's E.T. going, ouch, ouch.
And he's trying to save him like he did with Elliot.
Yeah,
cut.
Yeah, he sees the
he's
fake
like, no,
blood.
It's fake.
Yeah,
fake.
Yeah, and I don't think Elliot knows fake. But,
E.T.
Yes, E.T.
Well, he
Thank
tells
you.
Him the peanut's fake.
The penis?
God damn, the penis? The penis movie?
Stop it. Oh,
love the penis movie.
But Mary is stoked. She's drunk already. She's
yeah, she's plastered. She's drunker than any of us right now.
She's having a good time. I mean, I think Halloween's her time. She's just the cat. She doesn't really do anything. She doesn't even like go with the kids. She just stays
home. She doesn't even go meow.
I thought she's going to a party. I was like, she's.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's when I got old enough to go out alone with my friends. My mom definitely went to
my parents
parties. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gone. Oh, kids are gone. We're gone. Let's go. We're going somewhere.
I remember one year when I was like 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there. I stayed home and gave out candy. And my mom went out.
I had a similar experience. I was about like 12 or 13, and my parents, well, it was my dad and his wife at the time, they went to like a party, and I took a picture of them. I had that picture for a long time. They were dressed as, I don't know what the fuck they were. They were like some like Wizard of Oz, like the fucking the Lion or Tin Man or something
Dorothy.
Like that. Yeah, something like that, yeah. And I took a picture of them, and I was not wearing nothing, just wearing my clothes. Like, okay, here, yeah.
How's that pizza, Danny? Hot? Yeah.
That's why we're not eating it. It's fucking hot.
You guys should have seen her. She was just leaned over 90 degrees, just trying to get the burning from her
fucking mouth.
Yeah. So, that
but here
fun.
They are. They're trick-or-treating. This is great.
Yeah. And they, well, hold on. The whole thing is, I was going to bring up another problem I had with this movie. So they obviously know Gertie rats them out every time. Why would they tell her to go hide in the woods or whatever the fuck they tell
They're
her to
They're making
do?
This 5-year-old sit there and miss trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
And wait.
Still
and then go by herself out of the neighborhood into the woods in some dark, secluded spot and wait for them there.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling this 5-year-old kid to do.
That's something a rapist would do.
It's a little weird.
A little
weird.
Yeah.
You.
And you expect her to sit there?
Yeah, and she's not getting any candy.
And then mom's just sitting there getting drunk, so.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You and your sister are 8 years apart. You are an only child. Fuck you all.
Now, my brother.
As the youngest, I got told to do some weird fucking shit, and I was not allowed to question.
Hold on. I hope you understand. 8 years only made shit seem weirder. First off, you act like I didn't have to do some weird shit.
I have siblings that range from 15 months, or I should say 11 months. My brother's.
So, like, as soon as you
can
get pregnant again.
The bike's flying.
Nice.
The bike's flying.
Hell, yeah. This is the iconic scene. What film company is it that uses this?
Amblin.
Thing? Amblin, yeah.
Oh, Spielberg
Amblin
company.
Entertainment,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, this is the logo of them flying over the moon.
Yeah, it's a very iconic image. It's the scene in E.T.
What I think really does a lot to this fucking movie is the music.
Oh, it definitely does. It's yeah.
Fucking John Williams.
I have to say, this is where I notice the scores for music, or for movies.
And some people say if you notice the score, it's not good. I disagree with that.
I'm opposite of that.
Yeah, I think if you notice
if you notice it the first time you watch it, all right, I can understand maybe the movie's not that great. If the first time you're watching it, you're not captivated by the story.
Yeah.
But if you watch it 30 times, I guarantee I've seen E.T. over 30 times.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I have.
My cousin used to play it 3, 4, 5 times a day on repeat.
Yeah, we went
I've seen
this
movie a lot.
Well, it didn't come out. Well, yeah, we talked about the VHS releases way later. In fact, this one is one the very first pirated movies, highly pirated movies.
Oh, one of the
because,
first where they actually started sending out cease and desist shit?
Well, no, the one that was out and about, that was around, everybody, like a lot of people had a copy of it. This is a copy that you can find. Before that, there was no piracy. This is one that like kicked it all off. Because the movie came out in 82, VHS didn't come out until 88. By then, all the Star Wars movies were on VHS, the Indiana Jones movies were on VHS, and E.T. was holding out. They were holding out.
Saving it and sitting on it.
Yeah, and then it was getting pirated so bad that they gave up and they said, okay, we're putting it out. And it came out in a green plastic cassette.
Like the actual cassette tape was?
The plastic case.
Yeah.
Was green instead of black.
Yeah, not the film tape.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the Nickelodeon movies all used to be orange.
Yeah, companies did all weird colors, but we did cassette tapes, too. I had some different ones.
Yeah, no, I remember the Nickelodeon movies because I had pretty much all of them.
Well, we missed the Halloween and the Yoda sighting, which everyone sees that, which is funny. But right before the Yoda sighting, you see the zombie doctor carrying a dog.
Yeah, what's up with that one? The zombie veterinarian. Zombie vet.
Is that what she is?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that Melissa Matheson?
Was it?
I don't know.
I didn't see that in anything.
No? I don't know, but...
If we didn't have that strict rewind policy...
This when it came out on VHS, we're talking about in October 1988. By the end of the year, 15 million copies were sold in the United States.
Damn.
Yeah, it was.
That's
big.
Pretty good.
I mean, I was thinking Batman is big in the big one because that one was like the cheap one when it came out on VHS. It came out like pretty quickly, and it was affordable.
That was one of the Batman was one of the first movies they got like almost directly to DVD after it was in theaters.
Well, VHS.
VHS. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. The times have ruined me.
And then back then movies were so much more. You know, VHS tips to buy their $89.99 or whatever. I'm not sure what ET costs when it came out. That'd be interesting to find out.
I don't know if that's available, but.
Yeah.
I was going to go back to, we have E.T. meet Yoda, or someone dressed up as Yoda, rather. But have you ever seen that scene from, I think it's Attack of the Clones, when the Senate's meeting, and one of
they
the pods
it, yeah,
is E.T.?
In the prequel.
Yeah.
I thought heard it was Phantom Menace, but...
Maybe it's Phantom Menace.
I thought it was Phantom Menace, or
Attack of the Clones.
I don't remember the exact scene, but I've heard about it. Yeah.
I've never sat there and watched the movie and paused until I got there.
But Elliot's out in the woods with E.T., and they got that shit working. They got this speaking spell, everything hooked up.
He's apparently a master electrical engineer.
Okay, but you watched the way the thing worked. Like, it was hooked up to a tree, tied to a tree, and the wind would blow... And then it would go, right?
Yeah. Some sort of kinetic energy.
Okay, why couldn't they just sit there and have just pulled it themselves to get it going?
Maybe it's the wind, not the tree.
Ooh, that's deep. Wow.
So
someone's got a brain.
You went and drink of your beer.
Mom went out to find Elliot and the kids, and there's people roaming around her house.
Yeah,
she's gone.
Keys was watching the house.
This is where one of the deleted scenes, there's two deleted scenes in the disc we had, and one of them was when Mary's going out looking for the kids, where she's like, okay, that's it. She's going, after she blows the candles out and shit,
yeah,
she leaves and goes to look for them, and she's going through the neighborhood, and the place looks like a fucking war zone in the scene.
Yeah.
There's fucking garbage cans on fire.
All kinds of shit turned over.
Everywhere. Fucking, she pulls up and some kids throw eggs at her car, and she finally finds Gertie and Michael, and, Gertie rats her out and says, I went to the forest.
Yeah.
So, that was the second scene. There's two deleted scenes on the DVD that, we got, and, that was the second one. The first one was the weird-ass CGI E.T.
Yeah, that
which
was...
I hear I don't want to see.
Dude, it's fine in this movie. He looks great, I think.
As a practical effect.
What do you think? Do you buy it?
I like this one better than CGI.
Was that because we grew up with this?
Because CGI was shit back then?
I don't know.
This was in 2002.
In the words of my girlfriend's 4-year-old son, ew, he looks creepy.
Oh,
he
does
look creepy.
He is.
Oh, yeah. I remember
Did he make Elliot fall asleep?
Again? Yeah.
He made Elliot fall asleep.
Is this the end already? No.
We're not at the end, but we're coming up on the third act.
So you asked how much this movie cost to make?
No, how much did it cost to own on video?
On video?
How much was a VHS copy of it in 1988?
Do we have guests on this?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Well, I remember Batman was 1999, and that was a big deal. It was cheap and priced to own when it came out in 89. So I'm thinking this was $29.95.
You think?
I'm going to go $39.99.
Yeah. I'm also guessing that we're not going to find the answer.
Probably not.
If anyone can find the answer, hit us up at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com, all one word, or find us on Facebook. We're on Facebook.
You know what? I'll find it.
Justin's got his phone out. He's
I got my supercomputer in
my hand.
So
Elliot's been out all night with
all
night.
It looks like shit. You see him when he wakes up. Oh,
and
E.T.
is
missing. Looks like dog.
1995.
Was what?
That's the price.
$19.95
yep.
In 88?
Yep, there was a $5 off coupon given.
Oh.
When it came out, there was a $5 off coupon given.
Well, so Batman was a big deal because of the short span between the release then, probably.
Probably then.
That's why it was so much of a bigger deal, but...
Well, it was $24.95 and then $5 off. Yeah.
That, when I was 15, 16, Batman was way cooler than E.T.
I
totally
concur.
Which is about this time when they came on VHS. Look at it now. It's a dark movie. It's
a lot deeper than I remember it being. I never really got the connection between like him and Elliot when I was younger. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like that was one of like the subplots that I missed.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you know when I watched it again when I was 15 or 16 smoking pot with my friends, you know I got it then. I was like, that's crazy, man. They're like connected and shit.
You were that dude.
Yeah, no, I wasn't that dude. My friends were that dude, so.
We still have one of those dudes around.
There's
I won't say his name.
I think I said it earlier.
No.
Michael takes off on the bike, and he's being totally followed. He's being followed by the FBI.
Yeah, he tells him he's got to go find him in the woods, and then he's being followed by the FBI guys.
Well, I noticed he took the bike with the basket on, so that's smart.
Yeah.
But then, watch, he's going to hit this hill right here like a fucking pro.
Well, it's his neighborhood. You think he doesn't hit that hill every day?
Did he have a bike?
Yeah. Michael didn't have a bike.
That's Elliot's bike,
right.
But he's got his other
he's
bike.
It because
he
has it has
ride
the,
earlier.
Look at that hill. He takes right up. Boop, like nothing. That's a stunt.
I don't know. When you're 15, 16 in the prime of your physical condition, and you're riding a light-ass bike like that. That hill's not that hard.
Speed going, yeah. Good yeah. There too, yeah. You're right.
It looks more impressive than it is.
But if you're doing
it's
the
like,
movie...
It's like ollieing on a skateboard. It looks hard until
but,
you know how to do
but
it.
If you're, yeah, but if you're doing it in the movie, you're not doing it once.
Well...
You're doing it fucking 12 times.
Yeah.
So...
Well, my part
I'm not,
was...
I'm not saying he acted
this,
out, but...
Watching this movie, we got to this part, and I'm like, you mean to tell me Elliot was out there the whole fucking time, and he never once noticed... E.T.'s ghost costume sitting off to the side.
Yeah.
But Michael goes out there for a quick minute and he finds it.
You don't know how long he's out here, though, because he's at the water here. That's nowhere near where they
yeah,
are. They weren't near
yeah,
any
that
water.
Was off to the side.
Yeah, you've there. Never seen this before. He's at, like, the drainage ditch or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, he finds him there. So he's been riding around probably for a little bit, looking around. He's up on a road, which he wasn't on before.
Yeah.
And he sees him from there, from the bridge. With a raccoon fucking about ready to fuck him.
Yeah.
In the face.
That's
yeah,
a, that's
yeah,
a well-trained raccoon, by the way. I meant to bring that up.
A raccoon to do that? Yeah, just hang out there in front of a little puppet. Which I think the puppet did a great job. You know, it's as far as emotions go, I guess it's Kitchell as good as any.
We've been over this several times, and we all know I love practical effects. CGI where you have to, like explosions and shit like that,
now,
cool,
now,
but...
Michael just said, Mary, come with me.
Yeah.
Why
Which almost
her?
Makes it seem like she's a stepmom.
Called her mom, and he's like, Mom, I have something to show you. And she's like, what is it, Michael? And he says, Mary, come with me.
What's,
and she says something else, and then Michael says, Mom, just trust me. Like, so he says, Mom, and then Mary, and then Mom
again. Trying
to
be, like, more serious, and then Mom again with me, and I'm, like, really, really serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember a couple times when I was younger where Dad, come on. Jim, get the fuck over here.
Mm.
And my dad knew it was serious if I said Jim or JT. Mm. You know what I mean? He knew it was a big deal.
Yeah. But E.T. looks like shit.
Yeah.
And he's taking Elliot with him. So he's white as fuck. This is when things get weird. And
they made the mom promise on the hardest of promises.
Well, she's scared. She's like, oh, I want to get the kids out of here.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the kids are like, oh, we know this dude. It's fine. But she's just like freaking out, like any adult, I guess, do.
Well, yeah,
I can understand the
freak
out, but
it's an alien and it's dying. So you know what? Fuck that. Let it die in the house. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
If I were Michael, I wouldn't have grabbed. Now
this is where things get weird. When I was a kid,
Michael picked up Elliot, and she picked up Gertie. Why are they carrying the other kid right now?
They're not. No, no, no. She picked up Gertie and handed her to Michael.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But still, there's astronauts walking in their house.
Yeah. That, as soon as I open the door and I see that, I'm slamming the door.
And puts hands out like it's a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They're like, oh, we're here to help
out. And he's breathing and walking like he's on the moon.
Yeah. I mean, later on, all these scientists seem to be trying to help, but right now, it's like they're coming in through the window. They start the train up. Why did you start the train, Mr. Astronaut?
He didn't. She did when she backed up.
I think the astronaut started to fuck with him.
No, you...
E.T. did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's too sick to do it. But here comes the guards. Yeah.
And this is the part of the movie I would always kind of get a little creeped out on when I was younger.
The government shows up?
Yeah,
and
like
the
this
quarantine
is like
the
worst part of the movie for me when I was
this
younger.
This is why everybody doesn't trust the government.
read my notes, Justin, right there.
Quarantine equals scary shit.
Yeah. This is all fucking crazy. That was part of my notes right there. Yeah, I was like, oh.
This would freak me out if I was any of them. Even the mom. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the alien would have freaked me out a little more if I was the mom. But,
I think.
We'd make a bunch of different mothers.
I think that she should have had a couple of guns going. Now fuck you, get the fuck out of my house.
Rotten Tomatoes, this movie's at 98%.
Is that good or bad? I don't understand that one.
Rotten
it's out of 100, so...
Okay, so that's good. That's real good.
9% is usually out of 100.
Okay.
But with Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's...
No.
As soon as I hear Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's ranking
here's the
bad
thing.
Movies good.
Look at this
good.
Right now. They're welding a big... thing together.
Oh, they make this whole little sub house.
Yeah.
Well, they quarantine the house. I get that, but now they're outside and they're welding part of a truck together. What the fuck are you going to do with that truck?
Nothing good.
Remove
the oxygen.
Important neck.
The itty bitty little ET dude.
Yeah. Remove
it. That's helpless on the ground.
Dumbasses. Yeah. That right there shows you how our government doesn't care about money. Nobody else saw
that.
I was
day.
Like, nobody else saw the humor in that other than me? Okay, fine.
I laughed.
Fuck you all.
I laughed. Fuck off.
E.T. was nominated for 9 Oscars.
How many did it win?
Only 4. Like, technical ones. Well, one best score, John Williams. Which, yeah.
He does great.
No-brainer.
Look, you see Keys' face.
Yeah, finally we see Crush's face. But I almost thought later on that a good top 5 would have been John Williams' scores. Because he's done tons of fucking awesome ones. It's just Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jaws, one of his earlier ones. He's done tons of shit.
There's another big one, too.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, just these themes that just hit you. Superman, he did Superman.
Oh, yeah, he did Superman. Did the good ones, not
the
shit
original,
ones.
Yeah, the original Superman. So.
Christopher Reeves ones.
Yeah, those are the good ones. There's a mega good one.
That's my Superman and Michael Keaton's my Batman. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
Batman
look at this computer. What does that computer remind you of?
What was it doing?
It was just that green screen with the squares that went up and down, and it was... Like, it sounded like Frogger, but it totally reminded me of... what was the Atari game of the guy on the vines that swings?
Pitfall.
Yes! Yeah. That was it. That's what it reminded me of.
Cool.
Oh, by the way, I found a really good time pilot machine.
Time cop. This was, this came out in 2002 for the 20th anniversary, and that's when Spielberg did all these changes.
Oh, all the CGI shit.
Yeah, which no, this is the original version we're watching here. But yeah, there's a special edition of this movie that came out in 2002 that has most of the scenes, close ups of E.T. are replaced with a CGI E.T.
Yeah.
And
didn't he do that when he redid the original three, 4, 5, and 6 Star Wars with a CGI Yoda?
That was
Yoda?
Spielberg, though.
Oh, you're right.
But yeah, this is a big trend at the time that people were going back and changing their movies. This was in 2002, but like George Lucas did it in 97 with his original Star Wars
That's
movies.
That's what it was, yeah.
He changed that shit up, and they did The Exorcist. They had that version where it's called the version you never seen or ever came out.
Or the version you never saw, but you never knew you wanted to see.
Something.
Or whatever the fuck,
so that came out in 2000. They did, like, a special edition of that.
Was that in 2000?
Yeah, yeah. And then Apocalypse Now did Apocalypse Now Redo in 2001.
Wait, really? R-E-D-E-U-X?
Yeah.
I always thought that was a second. Like, I thought that was a sequel. I never watched it.
It's not a sequel at all.
I was like, that's got to be terrible.
No, it's like a four-hour version.
That's French for two.
Yeah.
Do.
Yeah, that's why.
On the trois, yeah.
It sounds like it, yeah.
On the trois, cats, thanks,
C-U-E-X.
That we know, these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, for some, no, it's just a special edition.
On
the
trois, yeah.
Has like an extra hour of footage, so it's like a four-hour movie instead of a three-hour movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Apocalypse Now is a great film, but it's fucking...
That's too long.
It's long. So I'm glad our DSPs are...
I feel the same way about Apocalypse.
Elliot is now talking to Keys.
It's real good.
Oh, good.
Elliot was talking to Keys, and he said, I was 10 when I met him, too.
Yeah, what does that mean there?
That he also saw E.T. in that area,
is
my guess.
What do you think? Or he just... Is that, Justin, what do you think about that part?
That part, it got me because I was like, well... Is he an alien hater? Is he an alien lover?
Yeah,
is he just
true?
Trying to?
Is
he just trying to figure out?
Yeah.
What
he seen him lying of bullshit.
Or is he? Yeah. That and then that was the other thing is, he just trying to connect with the kid so the kid tells him whatever the fuck he wants?
It kind of seems like he really is.
But I feel like he wouldn't be.
I think he meant that he's been like infatuated with finding an alien since he was 10. I think that's.
I feel like he probably saw a spaceship or something. He probably saw it, but...
I mean, maybe. That's a whole other story you could write, you know, in the 60s of...
Hey, Spielberg, get on it.
Yeah, you could do a prequel.
I want a mill.
Speaking of prequels, I have some things about the sequels to E.T.
But E.T.'s dying. Wait. E.T.'s dying.
There's sequels that could have been. One was called...
Right here.
Oh, yeah, this is a big spot. As for our, we're doing our top five is top five movies that make you cry, and this was the one that
about how he always been talking about going home, and now he's like, I'll stay with Elliot.
Yeah. Well, no, he's no. Yeah, he's staying.
And seems like he's transferring his life forward over to
telling
Elliot
him to stay. So I was thinking that he was saying, "Don't leave. You think I'm dead, but don't leave." But all this shit happens here. And then there's a big time jump where Michael's, like, sleeping in the closet. So,
yeah,
like, there's hours here that nothing. We don't know what's going on.
I have to tell you, right now, before it starts, right after E.T., quote-unquote, dies right here.
No, not for a while yet.
No, he starts.
Not until Michael falls asleep.
Yeah.
And sleeps. See, he's going to lay down here.
But his blood pressure and his RPM, everything's dropping.
There's hours until he dies, though. Because watch, he's going to sit down here in the closet.
I don't think he falls asleep for a whole hour.
The whole light in the whole entire room changes.
Watch. You think he transfers himself into Michael then instead?
Whoa, because Michael's laying down. Why is he...
Because he sent Michael's
just
asleep.
Just like
he sent Elliot to sleep.
But see, he's sitting there and see the light in the whole room is changing. Like a passage of time is going on right
here. That was at night, now it's daytime.
Kind of thing, yeah, something. And he's sleeping in there, and fucking E.T.'s not dead yet, so...
Now the sun's coming up.
Which is weird, because that whole scene before
it seemed like he had
seemed
minutes.
Like it was right there. It's like, yeah, he's about ready to die. But
Elliot was starting to come back, and E.T. was starting to die.
But now Michael wakes up and sees the flowers even dying more, which... I thought it was already on its way there. But now it's really dead, and... So they've been yelling and screaming for the last fucking 4 hours?
So as somebody in the medical field, I have to say that when you listen to everything that they start calling out from here on about E.T., you can't help but go, oh my God, this is so wrong.
No, this is right. These are real doctors they have.
But what they're calling out is not right.
No, they hired real doctors to get the real lingo.
The medications that they're calling out, there's no reason for the medications that they're calling out.
The nurse has a good line. What does she say? Where is it? It's in my notes here. Where is it? Thanks for leaving it to me. nurse says, how about some more drugs?
That's a good line.
Yeah. But no, they got...
I'm just trying to watch and see what they call out for.
The Brillium.
There's...
Brillium. You can't even say it.
Brillium.
Well, this is the early 80s.
You got to remember, they're not as far along as we are.
An IV, he's not ventilating. Well, that's because you have it up his nose.
Yeah.
There,
how about some more drugs? There we go.
Defibrillate him.
There's the one guy in there with the beard and the glasses that I thought was Francis Ford Coppola, but I couldn't find anything on it. So I guess maybe it's not. But the sequel
was called
E.T. 2 Nocturnal Fears. Now, this is a sequel to actually Spielberg and Kathleen Kennedy, one of the producers, and Melissa Matheson.
Melissa Matheson.
The writer.
That's
fine. What they talked about, and it was about Elliot and his friends, which I assume is his brother's friends, because Elliot doesn't have any fucking friends.
That's what happens when you're a loser. He needs calcium.
Okay, but
finish your CPR. They're calling out stupid shit.
They get kidnapped by evil aliens, and while they're kidnapped,
well, then the ET saves them.
They contact
ET and
help them, and in that, ET's name would have been Zrek. So according to that, his name was Zrek. There's also a novelization sequel. There's a book that someone wrote. There's an EU of ET.
Wow.
Here's all Michael's friends standing outside. Something's happening.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, they're standing.
Fucking idiot.
Something's definitely happening.
Here.
I wonder what it is. EKG is flat.
Of course the EKG is flat, dumbasses. I think he's dead.
But one guy, I don't know.
This is where it is, right here. They start listing all the drugs, so try them in.
Let's pack them in ice.
ET time of death, 3:56 p.m. No.
3:36 p.m.
No, it was 13.
1536. And then they start talking about, we have to give them lidocaine, we have to give them epinephrine, and we have to give them norepine. Okay, here's the thing. He's dead. None of those are going to bring him back. And lidocaine is a numbing agent. If he's dead, what do you do?
If you're dead, it'd be helped to be numb, I guess.
Well, the one doctor said, I'm not sure he's dead. But the other doctor said, oh, I'm calling it.
Yeah, one doctor.
And the nurse called it. Well, the doctor never calls it, the nurse does.
Well,
but how do you know it's an alien, you know?
Because it's fucking... Look,
doesn't
himself.
The doctor ask
well,
the nurse
heart does
what the
light
time
up.
Is every time?
Yeah.
His heart does light up, so I guess he's fine
yeah.
to see
well,
that.
Well, no, but not just the light up, because they didn't see him light
That's
up
true.
Ever. It's by... They had
they
him
know,
hooked
yeah,
up.
They know less about him than Elliot does.
They had him hooked up to EKG. They had him hooked up to EKG, heart monitor.
They filmed Spielberg, when he did this movie, he did it... In a different way. He tried to do it as close as he could in chronological order of the movie. So that's the way the kids would get more comfortable with
it.
And they'd love E.T. more, and they'd have more emotion towards the end instead of filming at the beginning.
Hmm.
They try to film it in chronological order for the kids' sake, which is not something they do, which I thought was weird that they don't do that in film.
They never do.
Yeah.
No,
and
they
I could see coming back and doing the same scene in a
well, it's like,
spot
oh,
that you do
if
again,
there's,
whatever.
If
but.
There's water scenes, let's do those first. Titanic, think about it.
Yeah.
What did they film first? The going down part. You know what I mean.
About that old lady?
In the car?
That would have been so nice. No, I meant the ship going down.
Yeah.
You know, because everything's in water. So they go backwards and you move around. Like, here's the outfit you're going to be in. In this part, in this part, and in this part. So we're just going to leave you in this outfit, and we're going to try to do a couple of bits each time.
See, and I get it for, especially for, like, what do you call it, like, scheduling issues. Like, oh, we have to film this scene in Fiji, but we can only film there in October. And I'm coming through very
clearly. And only on this time.
Yeah, we can only be here at that point in time, so we have to film this now. But other than that, I would try to do it in chronological order if I was a director.
If you can, yeah. I guess you kind of work as what you have.
Yeah.
So
like I said,
part,
you maybe you shoot the end scene halfway through because of scheduling, but...
Teacher.
Where you are and where
yeah.
you're filming at,
this
that kind
part
of thing.
This part here is what made me think that guy was telling the truth when he said E.T. came to me too when I was 10. Because he understood the whole thing of Elliot needing to say goodbye and Elliot needing his
closure.
Oh,
the casket, yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have this
Forget
box
this shit. Yeah.
built for E.T.,
That's already ready.
Perfectly sized.
Maybe that's what they were welding.
It's the perfect length. It's not too long for a person. You know, it's perfect length for an ET. And it's got a nice little glass fucking top on it where, you know, you can see in there.
Well, because they're cryoing him.
I thought it was strange when they open it up and he has to sit on the other side of it. If someone's in a casket and they're opening it and you're going to look at them, you're going around to the front of it where you can see it straight on, not on the backside looking through the glass window. Right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, it was just for effect.
Well, the other guy, Keys, was in the front.
No, but he left. He gave him. He's like, I'll give you a minute alone.
He opened it
and walked away.
And he walked away, and Ellie was on the other side.
And Ellie just stood there
and
looked through the glass. And, oh, I could have done that with the fucking door shut.
But sometimes, think about it. That's, you know, I mean, how are you at casket funerals anyways? Let's be honest. You're going to walk right up to it and peek in and give him a hug and a kiss? I mean, what are you going
to
do?
If I needed to go see a body, I'd stand around the other side where I can see it without looking through glass.
But he is a sick kid, and he's just kind of laying there with his...
He's better now because he's dead.
He's still sick.
Look at him. He's way better. He's all up and he's not pale, and he feels what E.T. feels. So if E.T.'s quote-unquote dead, then Elliot doesn't feel anything.
He says, you must be dead because I don't feel anything.
Yeah. Yeah,
he just said that.
And his color's all back, and he's fine.
And he actually said those three magic words. Did you hear him?
I love you.
Yep. And then he closes it,
and
what happens?
He doesn't see the heart light up.
Doesn't see his heart.
Now, luckily, these flowers are sitting there.
Michael brought them in, apparently.
Because if not, he would just walk in, and he would have been stuck in a box.
Forever.
Hey,
E.T., go home! E.T., go home! Let me out. E.T., let out.
Yeah. But Elliot sees the flowers come back to life and assumes that, well, E.T.'s got to be back.
He goes and checks on him, and yeah, you can see the heart lighting up through the window.
And
so
now
he's
more chipper than ever. He's fucking...
He's better than he's ever been.
He did a fucking line or something in there. He's fucking ready and raring.
He says this means they're coming.
So is that what brought him back to life?
He felt that they were coming, yeah.
Because that, this whole...
They live off friendship, apparently.
This
I don't
whole resurrection
They live off
thing.
Of love.
Sure.
God damn you people.
Sure, I'm okay with that.
This
I'm
whole
not
resurrection
it.
Thing is fucking weird.
It's a little unexplained.
Even
all.
That,
well,
it's like,
less than 3 days, so shut up.
Why is he back? And of course, then it gets good. This the whole escape thing.
Yeah.
He throws him back in the perfectly shaped E.T. box. Fakes crying. Badly.
Covers up his heart light.
Speaking of heart light, there was a song by Neil Diamond.
Oh, good God.
Anyone know about that song? Did you find that in your research at all?
I just know about that song because I'm a Neil Diamond fan.
I didn't have to read about it because my mother owns the fucking record. I'm not a fan of Neil Diamond.
Not a fan?
No.
But
we've been through this. Don't start.
This song came out the year after E.T. came out. And even though it wasn't used in, like, it didn't mention E.T. or anything like that, it was always about, you know, your heart light, just the heart being a light. He had to pay, like, thousands of dollars. I don't have the number in front of me, but he paid thousands of dollars just to use the idea of
wow.
A heart light.
Here's where Gertie comes in and goes, are they gone, Mama? I was told not to give you this letter until they were gone.
Fucking Gertie. Shut the fuck up, Gertie.
Can't you just be cool for once? No, because your name's Gertie.
Please turn this off. Thank you.
It's fine.
It's awful.
It's just Neil Diamond.
So...
I mean, Danny Glover.
That was not Danny Glover.
I know, but that's what I say. We're talking about.
But he spots Michael out right away. Like, yeah, you're not my driver.
He's like, you're 14.
I think he's 15, but.
Whatever.
Close,
yeah.
And he has a walkie talkie in his hand, but this is not the censored version. The actual guys with guns do have guns, just occasional. Some of them carry walkie talkies. That was the big drama thing.
They cut out the guns, yeah.
Is that, yeah, especially in the final scene when they take off. Not the final scene, but the big scene when they take off.
They're
not shooting at him, but they're holding guns in their hands.
Here was the thing. When the guy walks up to him and says, what are you doing, son? He totally...
And how are his friends in on this already?
You could see that the window was up.
He yelled at him. He
stops at his friends and says, meet us at whatever.
Park or something.
But they all have masks already?
Well,
no, the one... No, just C. Thomas Howell has a ski mask, which he just has.
They all just put shit on. One put sunglasses on, and one put a hat on.
And one put... Yeah, they're being cool. And one did have a ski mask.
In California in the summer?
And 102 degree weather.
It's in the fall. It's after Halloween.
Looks warm.
It's actually November, warm.
Because that's after Halloween. So
yeah, I guess.
It is warm, though, because when you watch the director's cut, they were talking about how it was like 110 in the
outfit. Michael
showed up late. His first time ever and only showed up late to work that day.
He was hungover or something.
And he never said what he was, but he showed up late. And he walks in and he was like, they handed me this blue radioactive suit and told me to put it on, and it's 110 degrees and shit. So he was bitching about the temperature, which made me totally look at Jason, and I'm like, dude was hung the fuck over. Like, you get in there, you put your suit on, and you're like, fuck, this is not what I want to do today.
Especially in 1982.
No.
The dudes were walking
1981,
up,
presumably, when they filmed it.
They were walking up in the big plastic tube, and Elliot pulls all the pins out.
Which is, that's a pretty good move.
Well, yeah, it taught me about pins.
Can
yeah.
you shut this thing off?
This thing.
Cotter pins and securing and stuff, yeah. Is that now he's tearing it through a park in that big old Ford Econo line.
Shut it off.
And then we see his friends. They got his bike.
They told him, grab my bike.
Yeah.
He brought both the bikes. They brought
two
bikes.
He said, grab the bikes and meet us.
And now C. Thomas Howell takes off his ski mask and be like, okay.
Well, yeah, did I say C. Michael Howell at the beginning of this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
I think you did, but you know what? I've been drinking. I don't know.
Okay, so, yeah, these kids are...
They're amazed now. They didn't even really believe him, I don't think.
Well, fuck no. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'm like, you're a fucking moron. Shut the fuck up.
Right here was the best part. Greg was the biggest dick of his brother's friends. And he goes, he's a spaceman, and we're taking him to his spaceship. And he goes, well, can't he just beam himself up? And he goes... This is real life. And there's the dog. So I don't know if the dog was in the car with Gertie and Mom, but all of a sudden the dog's at the park.
Okay, so he's around. All right. Good.
Good remembering.
Good observation.
Good remembering from the question that was earlier on.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? You know, I'm not that drunk, y'all.
Spielberg shot most of this movie earlier on from eye level of a kid or from E.T. He shot from a lower, if you notice that. I mean... Sorry.
Lots of kneecaps.
It's late in my fucking notes here. You know what a Foley artist is, Justin Howe?
Like Dave Foley?
No. Dave Foley's awesome, but no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
A Foley artist is like a sound effect guy.
Oh, like a foil artist?
Foley. It's called Foley.
Oh, maybe I was Foley wrong.
You know what a Foley catheter is?
F-O-L-E. It's the same way.
Well, it's Foley up your dick.
Yeah, well, it's Foley for that, not Foley. But yeah, it's
the
one with the balloon.
Make up all the sounds that you hear, make it sound like what you're seeing on the screen.
So it's the onomatopoeia of video.
When they tried to make E.T.'s walk, one of the things they had to use was a wet t-shirt filled with Jell-O. And they just smacked it around while E.T.'s walking around the house and stuff.
Do you ever think that would be a real cool job? Think about it. Like, make that sound?
Well, that's Ben Burtt, who's one of the lead Foley artists on this movie, and like a ton of Spielberg and Lucasfilms. He did the Star Wars, the gun he did by banging on a power wire. Well, bing, bing, bing.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he recorded it. You walk around with like a recorder and like, record yourself banging on shit.
Isn't the Vader great thing something through a scuba tube or...
Something, yeah. I'm not sure about that one, but... I know he has to make all these sounds of effects and create them somehow. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
What's
Dan,
the one with
that'd be an awesome.
That'd be
job.
Fucking great.
What's the one with?
They don't have jobs like that around Kenosha, Wisconsin, though.
No. There's one of them. There's a famous one from Jurassic Park that I can't remember. They made two turtles fucking is the Velociraptor sound.
Oh, well,
okay.
That's
yep.
fun.
Are two tortoises.
Right
sorry,
here.
Two tortoises.
They're
oh,
riding.
The big,
they just got away from everybody, and they're like, we made it. And then guys come out of nowhere.
The road is almost blocked off, but not quite.
With shotguns.
But now, this famous scene where they come up to the so-called blockade, there's a big space right there where they can ride through if they had to.
Well, now, think about it. They're not going to shoot at kids. Nowadays, they fucking would. But back then.
But they would have the cars, they would have blocked the little passageway.
Well, and you got to, hold on, think about
this. I have an answer.
Standard police practice would be to block for a car, so you would pull up in formation to block for a car. I don't know that they're really prepped for a bike gang of kids.
Even instead of standing behind the car and hiding, you stand in front and hide that little spot. What? You want to know why it's there? I have my idea. Because they had to film those kids riding and taking off. So they had to ride through that spot and keep going.
Yeah.
And then in special effects, they raised it to make them look like they went up. Because the kids had to go somewhere. They couldn't just ride up and have it blocked off completely and have them just stop. And then somehow, back in 82, they couldn't do the special effects to make them look like they were
appearing. I like how all the bikes
so
stopped
they
could have
done
formation.
With green screen or something. Green screen, they probably could
have
done it.
Jason must have been a lot of fun at parties.
I don't know. But I like how they... Oh, look, the ship is here.
Just giving you shit, that's all.
This ship is here.
It's okay.
Your nerdism, honey.
Well, we're supposed to talk about movies. I try to talk about movies.
No, it's fine. Jesus. Are you feeling
Are you more sensitive than my girlfriend?
No, there's no chance on that. We've heard the stories. Now you're in trouble.
You probably.
No, no way she made it this long.
No.
Anyways,
so the ship, which I always thought was weird looking, the ship, it looks like an egg.
Did you, okay, so we got to watch the director's cut.
No, we didn't.
What was it?
It was the regular one. We watched the deleted scenes.
Well, they talked about how they made the ship.
We watched some of the documentaries,
where the guy came in. What was his name, by the way?
Ralph McQuarrie, the guy who drew it.
He came in.
He's the artist from a lot of Star Wars films.
And Steven Spielberg said... Okay, so I want a ship, and I want it to look kind of like this, but not so much. And he drew it, and he is like this, and he even said he made the comment of, I made it to kind of remind me of what E.T. looked like.
Yeah.
Short, squatty, round.
Yeah.
Odd. So he actually came up with the egg-type shape.
It's a cool ship, And like, they show you a little tiny flash of it inside too earlier on. They show the
in the first scene. Yeah, they show that they have a bunch of different types of like hemispheres, if you will.
Yeah,
you know they have like a swamp and a rainforest, and you know they show a little bit of a desert in the background or whatever.
Well, here's E.T. saying goodbye to Gertie and Michael, and his wife shows up at the doorstep up there. Fucking, she's pissed, dude.
That's gotta be her.
That's because Gertie kissed.
You are so late for dinner.
Yeah, there she is up
and
there.
And who's that bitch?
Shadow.
Who the hell is that bitch that just kissed you goodbye? I will fuck her up.
Yeah.
I know we're a peaceful race, but I swear to God.
I will make shit grow out of her head.
Oh, damn, that's all this shit.
But no, I was reading something, and they were breaking down like a bunch of different spaceships.
You know
what's
his wife said? Look at how fat she is. Oh, sorry.
Nice. No, but they were breaking down a bunch of different spaceships, like the Enterprise and the Millennium Falcon and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And this was one of them. And they're like, oh, this one's obviously, it's a probe type mission, you know, based on everything. It's, you know, they're just
top
out there to
spaceships,
collect.
I wouldn't put it very
Mom's
high.
Mom's not wearing a bra.
Top 20.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay. Oh, no, it was way, way lower
now,
than
Now, one
20.
Thing, if you're one of these kids or one of the other people that don't really know exactly what's going on, you show up. Like one of the three friends, Tyler.
Wouldn't you be freaking out?
I'd be a little scared. I'd be a little scared. You never know about E.T. and his friends. Maybe E.T. just forgot his death ray.
Yeah. Maybe E.T. is cool, but everyone else
Maybe E.T. is going to go up to his wife and grab something, turn around and go, you're cool, fuck you, pew, 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 and shoot everybody else, you know, except for Elliot and you know, Gertie and Michael. You don't know. They're fucking aliens.
Well, you gotta think. They were all there the day that he met E.T. And so they're guessing the next day when he said, yeah, he came back and he's a spaceman and he's at the house. Like, so they now have realized he's been there a little bit.
By the way, Dad in Mexico with Sally, these guys are having way much more interesting time.
Way cooler to be these guys.
Yeah. They're gonna have a fucking story for dad. And like, yeah. Oh yeah, Mexico. Yeah, dad.
Yeah,
well,
Mexico.
You know,
yeah. Would you get diarrhea? Fuck off.
Yeah, we met fucking ET. Now this part always got me weird when ET's like rubbing his back. So he's like, they're hugging him and Elliot are hugging, and they show the shot where Elliot's like massaging his back with his fingers, and I'm like, that's just them showing off what they can do with a puppet.
A little bit.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, it was his way, like he didn't really move his wrists.
Well, when you hug someone, you don't rub, you know, you just kind of hold and, you know.
But he was patting. It was like a pat.
It was a rub down.
Whatever.
If her wasn't around, ET would have gave him a fucking tuggy, I'm sure.
But here's where you can see that you know that Elliot was scared that he's losing like his only friend. And ET says, I'll be right here. And, you know, taps him on the head. And
so what does that mean? He'll be in his head?
Or taps him on the heart. I don't know why I said head.
He went his head. You're right.
No, he went heart then head, though.
No, I'll be right here. And he points at his
heart. I thought he hit him in the heart first.
Because it lights up when he says it.
Yeah, but I thought he hit him in the heart and then said, I'll be right here, and hit him in the head.
Does it fucking matter?
I guess not.
But.
And then now the mom's all upset.
And then Harvey's still around. He's.
I didn't understand how Gertie's character got up there so damn quick, and then it took Mom and Keys a little bit to get there, and they're the only ones there.
They're older.
Where did everybody else go? Where did all of those people go?
And presumably it's a giant light show, so everybody knows where to head.
And if Keith takes off a crotch, you know, no one's going to follow him. We're like, wait, you just talked to Mom, and now you're taking off. What's going on?
Yeah. I'm following that guy.
Yeah.
I want the promotion.
Yeah. Did you know that Corey Feldman, good old Corey Feldman, he was supposed to get a role in this movie. But,
wow.
Yeah. Spielberg couldn't do it. Like, rewrites, it got cut out. It just didn't have room for him. And then Spielberg felt bad, so he put him in Gremlins.
Oh, okay. Which, well, that explains it.
Which made him a star, so.
I thought his work in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise made him a star.
Well, Lost Boys. But.
So the spaceship starts to take off, and it's really like a mirror.
Oh, it reflects the
yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you can see through it, or if you can reflect it.
And this
like
is the original
mirror.
Version, too. I'm sure they touched up some. But in a new one.
Then there's the rainbow.
And it's gone. And what makes this movie great, the ending is great, is because it's going to end right here. It's not going to go to like some little
cut scene.
Elliot's back
at
home and he's feeling better.
And he's at school and he now has a girlfriend and friends.
Yeah.
And he gets an email from E.T. We got to go.
E.T., I need your help, Elliot.
No, you and your family are fine. It's your kids.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that.
Hey, no, Becky's a great movie, too. But this one just fucking...
I think that's the funniest thing Danielle's ever said on the podcast.
But this one just fucking ends right there. It's done. Deal with this.
And that's how it fucking should be, in my opinion.
Deal with this. Couple final notes.
Well, that was fun. You know what I mean?
Final notes that I have. People who... Drew Barrymore beat out for the role of Gertie.
Yes.
Include Juliette Lewis
mm-hmm.
and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Really?
This is C. Thomas Howell's film debut. That's about all I got. So, we got to rate this thing, huh?
I guess, yeah.
So, we do our rating according to beers we're going to want. We go from the best, which is going to be like a keg, to maybe not so much, maybe a case of beer. And then maybe a six-pack of beer. And then maybe just a tapper. And that's how we're going to rate our movie. And have any volunteers? We got to talk about, should we talk about how we felt first and then how we feel now or just now?
Whatever.
Let me put it this way. When I was younger, maybe it was just because of the frequency that I've seen the movie, I would have gave it maybe a six-pack.
Maybe a wine cooler.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? Not like more than a tapper, but not quite a six pack. Like a tapper and a shot.
Okay.
But
really, when you were a kid.
Yeah, but now it's I don't know. It's I get the subtext more. It's a better film than I realized it was. Back then, it was just a movie. Now it's a film.
Well, one thing I was going to ask is that this film back then it was compared to like Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was like right up there as far as like box office and pop culture impact. But how do you think it like stands up now? Does it still like do people still like E.T., or is it forgotten?
It's...
Danielle, do you...
I feel like it's getting buried, but I don't think it's forgotten yet.
I showed it to my daughter when she was younger, because, of course, it's one of my favorite, you know, like, a movie that I liked when I was a kid, which runs up there with Mr. Mom and the Toy for me, because those were funny but smart-ass movies, too.
Yeah.
But the whole penis breast thing I thought was hysterical when I was younger. So
I totally missed.
And we totally used to call each other that all the time.
I remember that being a popular name for kids.
Yeah. It was something that we could say, and our parents would go, "God damn it!" And they would laugh, but they're like, "Behave yourselves," you know.
Don't say that again. But then every time you say it,
but then you'd still say it, and they'd be like, "God damn it!" So I made my daughter watch it, and she was just like me. She was scared at first. The first time she saw it, because E.T. was kind of scary, but she liked it. So, and she's 18, so with the 20-year difference
she's
still into it, you know.
Tell me something, though. Before I mentioned this was going to be our next movie a couple weeks ago, when was the last time you thought about the movie E.T.?
When it comes on like TBS or something stupid like that when you're
watching. I hardly ever see it on.
I've seen it before. Yeah, I've seen it in the last year.
Yeah.
I watch it maybe once a year. And I might not make it all the way through either. Like, I might watch it as I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, E.T.'s on, and I'll put it on. Kind of background noise, but then you still giggle because you catch the beginning where penis breath is said.
Yeah,
where the siblings argue first. And that's what I, you know, like, they argue, but they love each other. And that's kind of what I had with my siblings. So I remember that shit, and it's funny. You know, there's some torture, there's some fun to it, but, you know, you love each other no matter what, but you're totally going to steal somebody's popsicle and totally lie and say it was the other kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we were.
Okay.
So I see it and I like it, but then I'll fall asleep halfway through.
Okay, well, before we jump to you, Danny, we didn't finish with Justin here.
Sorry.
So, it's fine.
Nowadays, I'm going to give it a case and a shot. Maybe not a whole keg, but... It's definitely, I'm not going to leave because it's on. You know what I mean?
Good. Yeah. A case of the shot?
I probably wouldn't skip out on the movie.
Right.
I wouldn't leave till it's done, but I wouldn't necessarily give it my highest of accolades.
Okay.
But it's close.
All right.
Now, Waterworld.
Oh, boy. All right. Danny, your first... Well, you kind of talked about a little bit about your first, but...
Well, the first time I saw it, I mean, I liked it. I was scared, so I probably wouldn't give it a full keg at that point, just because I was scared of it. It was a little bit frightening, and like I said, my siblings tortured the shit out of me, and being the youngest, and they, you know, they're mean. So being afraid of it and then having them shut you in a dark closet or something, you know what I mean, which is the shit that I went through at home. A little scared. But now that when it's on, I do stop. If I'm flipping through channels and I see that E.T.'s on, I stop. I let it play.
Yeah.
I still like it. I still might not give it a keg.
Yeah.
But it's up there. I mean, it's still a good movie, and it's still a feel-good. It's still
definitely one of my classics.
It's
definitely up there, but I'm with her. I can't quite give it a keg.
It's not something I'd go out and purposefully say, oh, baby, let's go watch E.T., you know? But however...
What if they were to re-release it in theaters?
However, if they were going to re-release it in theaters, I totally would go see it.
But no, they did, and none of you went.
I did.
2002?
Yeah.
You went and saw the...
I'm sorry. 2002, I was busy with a child.
I didn't go see it in 2002 either.
I was 13. I had nothing better to do. I went and saw it.
When I was asking...
I was a mall rat at the time.
When I was asking when the last time you maybe have thought of E.T., I'm thinking it was 2002 when you heard about the walkie-talkies being replaced by guns.
I never heard that. In 2002, I was busy doing
that. No, in 2002, I didn't know about the walkie-talkies, guns to walkie-talkies thing.
Oh, okay.
But the last time I thought about it was a couple years ago when I read an article about it.
Yeah. And Steven Spielberg has actually shut down the special edition. He's not interested in that.
He doesn't want it to come out anymore.
He tells people that, well, it came out after the movie release of the special edition. It came out on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, DVD probably.
But he's not a fan of, special remakes and shit.
Well, at the time, it was a copy of both. You got a copy of the new one and a copy of the old one. And then after that, Spielberg was like, nope, just stick with the old one.
Well, look, because he threw the kibosh on the Indiana Jones ones, or not the Indiana Jones.
They never changed that yet.
Or What's the other one?
Star Wars was a big one. Apocalypse Now?
No, there was another one that he just, like, they were going to just bring back to theaters, and he was like, no. Like, he, like, pulled his weight around and made sure it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Ah, fuck. God damn it. Yeah. I read too goddamn much.
Obviously. But for my rating,
yeah,
let's hear it.
If anyone cares.
Yeah.
I was going to get there, but I was trying to get through my point, but I couldn't remember my point, so.
Well, it's been a long night. Yeah, I saw it when I was a kid, and I saw it a few times in the theater. I remember that. It's one of my first really vivid movie theater memories, really vivid ones. I mean, I know I've seen the Star Wars ones on re-releases and Empire and remember Return of the Jedi, which was the next year. This was 82, though, and it was cool. It was a little dark, a little scary, a little not so Star Wars cool. Raiders of the Lost Ark, cool, where it was fun. This wasn't so fun. It was more of a...
There wasn't a strong hero male Harrison Ford character.
Well,
it's not the action. Yeah, it's not the crazy...
It's almost a drama that you were like, oh, I'm not allowed to like dramas because I like actions.
But then you're like, well, there's action.
And like I said earlier, it was kind of like almost a chick flick kind
of.
It was almost that because it had like all the emotion going on throughout it. But I still liked it though. I give it a case when I was a kid.
And
looking now, I just watched it about 6 months ago or so. When it came on Netflix, I watched it, and that's what gave me the idea to make it for our movie. And that was the first time I've seen it in years. And I didn't cry or nothing, but it was good. And
I'm sure you didn't.
And I think it's a cinema classic.
I agree.
So
it's a
classic. Because I see it as a cinema classic, I gotta give it a keg.
Alright.
So
now, can I ask you, just in time, did you see this in a theater? Because you were way
young.
No, I was born seven years after this movie came out. It came out
in
82.
You never saw it in a theater. Okay.
Well, he could have saw it in 2002 when it was re-released then.
Which I did.
You saw it in the theater then?
You didn't go and see it with your mom, your dad, your grandpa.
No, I saw it with some buddies in between getting nachos.
I honestly think it wasn't even like
we caught it like the last weekend. It was at the theater at the mall, so it was like $8 or something, and not even the
full
12.
I would have been five when this movie came out, and I remember seeing it in a theater.
I saw it at the Lake Theater.
Five, and so I think.
Used
Jason,
to be a theater downtown.
You saw it with your grandpa.
Yeah. Well,
so that meant
second
something.
Time, yeah.
That meant something to you.
Yeah.
I saw it with my mom, and we weren't rich by any means. We weren't, but my mom made it a point to take all of us kids at one time together to go see a damn movie at a theater, which we've never done since, and we never did before that I know of that I remember. So, like, that means something to... You know what I mean? So I think we have that sentimental nostalgia.
That's kind of why I love Toy Story so much.
Right.
Because that's the first movie I remember seeing in theater. That's the first movie I think that I remember, unless I don't know, maybe I saw another movie and I thought it came out afterwards, but that's the first movie I remember going to see with my mom, my dad, and my sister, and all of us sat down and watched the goddamn movie.
Right.
And then... Yeah, like you said, that's the only one I remember we all did it.
It's a nostalgia thing. Like,
I remember
like,
doing
wow,
it with my mom
it
and my dad, or with just my mom, and me and my dad went to go see movies all the time. Like, that was our thing.
Yeah.
Like, he likes movies a lot.
And not saying that lost any love.
No.
But when your whole family or something special, somebody different takes you, you're like, wow. Because I remember the first movie that my grandparents took me and my sister to as well, and that was,
which one was it?
Weird. It was Snow White, actually. It was re-released.
Oh. See, my grandparents were the master of, all right, we're going to figure out what two movies, whatever our movie was, and then they found a movie to go watch. Well, my grandma did. My grandpa would sit in the car or go home. My grandpa wouldn't go watch me. No. Like, he would say no.
See, my dad's that way. If I want to sit in an uncomfortable fucking chair and watch some shit-ass movie that I can't get up and leave halfway through because I paid money for it, fuck this, I'm not going. That's my dad. And I love him to death, but he will totally, he'll be like, if you ever went to my dad's house, you can ask Jason. He's got bookshelves that have doors on them, and when you open them, there's VHS tapes when HBO and Cinemax and all that shit first came out.
He still has his collection of VHS tapes.
My,
like two or three movies on each tape.
My dad recorded every fucking movie that came out. And then
put
them in alphabetical order.
And
put them in alphabetical order.
If I hadn't thrown them away, my dad would still have his VHS tapes like that.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad still does. And now he has the DVR that connects to a DVD burner.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll do that shit. So if you ever want a movie... You just ask my dad, and my dad will be like, I'll record it for you, but I ain't fucking watching that shit. That's my dad. I love him to death. And he doesn't, sell him or anything. It's not like he... He does that for
the... Is that the one guy at the street corner?
Really?
But he'll sit at home,
like,
and he'll be like,
back to what I was saying. My grandma would always set it up where we would go into a movie about the same time and get out of a movie about the same time. And so, but there'd be times where I'd have to sit in the parking lot with my cousin or whatever, because we went and saw Cinderella, for sake of saying a movie, and they went and saw The Matrix or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just,
but because they wouldn't go watch our children's movies. You know what I mean?
Well, they're not what they used to be. Let's think about that. My brother took my daughter to go and see The Cat in the Hat when she was little.
Oh, the one with Mike Myers?
Uh-huh. My daughter came home. She was laughing so hard, she looked me dead in the eye, and she said, Mom, the cat is like Uncle Scott. He said, you dirty hoe, I love you, baby.